everybody.
What's going on?
You beautiful people in the place to be. Oh, you're down to join me in my dances? How's it going, guys? Seth and Colby Show.
Yeah.
We're here to do another episode for you. This week, what's different? Nothing.
Nothing.
Actually, you know, here's what I did different this week.
Oh, what'd you do different?
I organized our news tabs by category.
Oh, shoot.
Like when I'm clicking around and stuff, like I'll know, like this wire is tagging. Oh, I rolled over with my
interesting.
Chair. How'd this happen?
I have a fancy hat on today.
Better.
It's really good.
Yeah, in case, you know, it's men at work.
It's definitely not plastic.
In case something falls on his head, no, it's made of vibranium.
It's a hard hat.
It's a hard hat
I
for
am
a hard
Mario
head.
Mario Wario person. I don't know who this is.
Oh, I should probably record
is
the video.
Is this Pokemon or Wario or Mario or what?
It's Mario. It's from, what's the name of that thing?
WarioWare?
Yeah, WarioWare. That's the name of
that's
it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
God, what? It's on my wall. Mario Maker.
Ah! Yes, me and Mario right there. There he is. Oh,
Super Mario Maker.
This is him, but he's blurry.
Yeah, he's blurry, but you can see.
But that's me.
If you went back there and stood with your face next to his face, you'd look exactly the same. Both Italians, both with blurry mustaches.
The real facial hair going here, guys.
Yeah, man.
It would look,
I mean, you can't really see his facial hair.
Nope.
I like how I'm looking at the screen when I could just turn around and look at it on the wall.
It's right there, man.
It's right there.
Hey, guys.
But, yeah, welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Today we're going to talk about movies. We're going to talk about corporate takeovers.
I heard nothing of any prep at all. So
we're
going to be all...
Yeah, we spent...
I'm with you here.
We spent a lot of time before the show going down memory lane.
Just a little bit.
And just looking at stuff that no one would care about.
Nope. Only us.
In fact, we barely cared about it.
Yeah, there was a lot of randomness.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also got to talk about killer robots.
Okay. Cool.
Elon Musk, all right, in the course of our show, has gone from a guy who was like giving a speech to governors warning about AI to a guy who's insulting other billionaires about the dangers of AI to a guy who is actively trying to stop AI to a guy who is now on the board to shut down killer robots. And that's not a joke. And that's happened in, what, 15 episodes?
Yeah.
Or 15th episode?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that.
Going to make our shirt more relevant.
Yep. Oh, yeah, new shirts, guys.
I made shirts.
Shirt.
Despite you.
One shirt.
And despite him.
Well, I guess you did technically make two, but one of them I haven't put up yet, so.
It's the best one.
I don't want to, like do all of them at once, you know, and ruin
it. Put it up this week, and I'm going to wear one for the next show.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do.
Dude, you know, the best part about Cameron having to pay for all this is that every time you order something,
he has to pay for it right up front.
Perfect.
You know, I was just going to make one because I have the capability of doing that.
No.
Now I'm going to make
it. You got to charge his card.
But that means I have to pay for it.
That's true. I could give you the code to make it your price.
All
right?
Uh-huh.
And then he just has to pay for it, and then Stripe will deposit a little less. Then what? So you actually,
those fees, you both
pay for it. Like,
oh,
he has to pay like $2 for you to get a shirt.
He loses money because I get a shirt. Perfect.
I feel like you
Cameron,
should.
I'm going to do that forever. And
I feel like you should because, you know, if you don't support our show, who will?
I don't think that's how it works because he just gets $15, so.
No, man. If the shirt costs.
You're right.
$19.99 on the store. I think they cost like $16.
Slowly drive him to bankruptcy.
Very slowly.
Yeah.
You would go bankrupt way faster.
Me, yes.
Because you're spending thousands of percent more. Yeah. to make him bankrupt.
It's a terrible plan.
If you were a billionaire, though. Like, that would be the most messed up way to bankrupt somebody.
Yeah,
just like, place, like, 100 shirt order.
I bankrupted somebody based off the 2.5% transaction fees.
Well, I mean, seriously, though, if he has $200 in his checking account, and you placed a $2,000 order, that'd be it.
Yep, he's done. Can't pay for that.
And you could be under, like, Bert Picklesmith, and he wouldn't know it was you, man. Be like, some guy named Bert Picklesmith.
Picklesmith.
But $2,000 worth of Duo shirts, and I'd be like, sweet, dude!
Yeah.
We're rich! Yeah! And he'd be over there sobbing with his child on the way, just to be like, I can't afford Huggies. Yeah.
But he would get, we should do it.
Oh, I agree, totally.
Regardless, we should just hack his, like, bank account and steal his, just everything.
I think I have all of his information.
Let's just log in, take all his money, and leave.
That Cameron, I can definitely do.
Yep. You're gone, buddy. Enjoy. Enjoy that baby with no money, man.
I like how
we're gonna ruin your life.
I like how it went from you needing a shirt you were gonna make yourself.
Yep.
Outside of the
you
system,
brought it here.
And then we were going to make Cameron pay $2 for the LOLs, and now we've stolen his identity and bankrupted him as he's becoming a father in four months.
We're fantastic people.
We are.
Very good friends.
And the only way for this to be prevented from happening is for you, listeners, to buy the shirts.
They're cool shirts.
I mean, they are cool.
And
I agree.
They would make people laugh.
And there's new ones and there's old ones, and they're both cool.
Yeah.
So, like,
just get the logo or get a terrible drawing of Elon Musk and
there's
Mark
a logo. There's one
Mark
that's got
Zuck.
Like cool lines on it.
Yeah.
There's also a mug with our logo
merch.
On it. It's cool. An amazing poster that's expensive but would look so good.
You can
in
just
your
buy
house.
The poster though.
The poster
it's
looks
not that
so
expensive.
Good. Yeah,
if
I think it's
frame,
like 30
the
bucks.
The reason why it's expensive, you could buy a 24x36 poster of us. Well, framed.
How much is it?
For $120.
But how much is the non-framed?
Or you can just get the poster and buy a cheap-ass frame for $30.
Why? Dude, we're selling this. Buy the framed one.
You could do that and it would help us out. But
I need
I'm
to add
just
more.
Saying
oh,
no
yeah.
one's going to pay
$120. It's $50 for the small one.
Frame poster.
It's just not that much, dude. Look at this. 12x18, $50 framed. 24x36, $120.
Yeah, get a movie poster with us copying a movie poster and
yeah, the actual,
pay more than
the
you would
actual
to get the
poster
actual
itself.
Poster.
Look at this poster right here. The actual poster itself is only $30.
Yes, and then you could frame it.
Right.
Or use fucking clips like that.
Yeah, like little binder clips.
Yeah,
and then tack those clips to your wall.
There you go.
There's no way that'll actually work.
Super easy.
But this poster's sweet. So
it's so good, man.
It is an awesome poster.
They're cool stuff.
Dude, I agree.
Just buy stuff.
I agree. All right,
SethandColby.com.
That's right. Should we start the show so
we can
promote again?
And plug our stuff.
That we just finish plugging?
Let's plug it, man.
Hey, guys, thanks for hanging out today.
Plug it in.
We're live on twitch.tv.
Plug it in.
Watch us every Sunday.
Watch it.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
Now we're going to start our minute and 30-second long intro, which is also fun to watch. And it's fun to listen to.
It's a lot of funness, man.
Here it comes. BRB, guys.
Who? Are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Yeah, boy. What's up? It's Seth and Colby Show. I'm Seth. He's Colby. We talk about stuff and things every Sunday with a new episode live at twitch.tv/SethandColby and on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. You can subscribe to the audio podcast right there. But where you want to go is SethandColby.com. We got shirts. We got posters. We got mugs. We got hip-hop horns. You have to pay $19.50 for the hip-hop horn.
So much hype.
It is so much hype.
So much hype,
guys. Today on the show, we're going to talk about movies, we're going to talk about sports, we're going to talk about the greatest hits of our show in totality. We're not going to talk about at our show, actually.
No.
Not at all.
All the
but
time.
It's going to be fun. So, guys, thank you for hanging out. Like I said, listen to the show on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. There's a new episode every Sunday. Just search Seth and Colby, or you can go to twitch.tv/SethandColby to watch videos on demand, and you can also watch us live every Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time. We do this show live into your earlobe. And your eye sockets, because it's video on Twitch.
Both.
And the best
both
part,
sensory
the best part about
things.
Watching us on Twitch is that if you donate a sum of cash to our show while we're on the air, a very, very loud foghorn goes off. Just in the middle of whatever we're talking. The intro right now, it would ruin the intro.
Control the show.
And you control the show with your monetary donation. And we will read your message, and your foghorn will stop the show in its tracks. So if you want to donate some money on Twitch, that'd be the way to do it right during the show. Troll us and ruin our episode and ruin our flow.
Do it.
It would be great. And guys, thanks for watching. And also subscribe to us on YouTube as well. That's where you can catch clips from the show and every new episode. The full episode's up there as well. Every Sunday we put them up. Actually, Monday mornings. But whatever. You know. You get what we mean, guys. And now, let's get on with the show with our patented fade out.
That was well done.
Wicka 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 wow wow.
Wicked whip.
All right, well, we faded out, and now we actually have to entertain.
We're in the show now, man.
All right, dude, where do you want to start? Here are the categories.
All right.
Okay? We got rich musicians doing nice things for people.
Nope.
We've got one political story.
Yeah.
Okay? We've got two sports stories, both very quick, I would say. We've got two Netflix related stories.
Okay.
And then we've got two, three, looks like four movie related stories, including two about Star Wars. And then we've got one about corporations ruining America.
Okay.
And then we've got three or four about Elon Musk. We got three about Elon Musk being crazy about AI again because he's obsessed. And then we've got a fourth one about universal income.
Okay.
So, where you want to start, man?
God, I don't even know.
We got rich people, politics, sports, and movies, and then Netflix. Those are your topics to choose from today.
Which ones do we not typically? We typically start out with movies. Let's go politics right off the bat.
All right, man. Let's alienate everybody right off the thing. Okay.
Everybody, let's get.
I don't really. You're the politic man.
Judgment.
You're the politic.
Judgment
man.
Time.
More than me. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I just thought this was a big deal. We don't really talk about all the people who get fired during the Trump administration.
Because there's been 50.
Because there's so many.
Yeah.
But this one I thought was pretty big. Steve Bannon.
Yes.
Bannendorf.
Yes.
Getting ousted. I'm going to trademark that.
Steve Bannendorf.
Out as the White House chief strategist.
Yes.
In the Trump administration.
Yes.
So, like, he was essentially the big wig, right? Like, he is the... I mean, he's not Dick Cheney. Because
everyone
Pence
thought
is Dick
that
Cheney,
he was
Dick Cheney,
he was the
right?
string puller at the beginning of Trump's presidency, for sure. Because he was on every single cover being like, is this the true president?
Right.
And I think all that was kind of just to piss Trump off.
Could be.
The media was just like, he hates us. We're gonna mess with him. But
My favorite Steve Bannon moment is the time where...
the inaugural address?
Some guy... just toured the White House, you know, some hipster, you know, in like a southern, you know, a polo, you know, and all that, you know. And he took a picture with Steve Bannon, like arm around, they're just smiling. And then in front of Steve Bannon's whiteboard that just said master plan at the top and just had a bunch of bullet points of things he wanted to accomplish. And you could just zoom in and read it.
That's real good. That's real good. I'm sure it was all Jared Kushner's list of to-dos because that's everything.
Probably, man.
Fix the Middle East.
And that was like, it was literally stuff like that. Like, make economy better.
Make the race relations better. Like, you know,
but yeah, man.
Really easy to do. Just knock that shit off in a day. But.
So he was the, well, they say former publisher of Breitbart here, but he's already back at Breitbart. So he never really left Breitbart.
Of course he did.
I don't believe. But he was Trump's chief strategist.
I heard the reason they left was he chose to leave.
It says, President Donald Trump has decided that Steve Bannon will be out as White House chief strategist. The decision is on the controversial Bannon comes after Trump drew ire for comments following the white supremacist rally at Charlottesville, Virginia. Bannon was a former publisher of Breitbart and once said the publication was the platform for the alt-right. Of course, alt-right now I think is synonymous with Nazi, right?
No, the alt-right and alt-left are just like... genres of my kind of music, metal music. They're just all over the place. Any band can be any one of them. It's just like there's so many different subcategories of hardcore
is
music.
Is there like...
It's the same with this.
So this alt-right, alt-left, and then liberal and conservative, right?
Uh-huh.
Is there like a genre, so to speak, that isn't hated by some other genre?
Mm.
Like, because if I'm a liberal, conservatives hate me.
Right.
Right? And if I'm a conservative, liberals hate me.
Yep.
And if I'm alt-left, most people hate me.
Yep.
And then if I'm alt-right, most people hate me.
Uh-huh.
Is there, like, a middle ground?
And then all those hated groups hate the people in the middle that just are
apathetic and don't
and
do anything?
Kind of take things by event, rather than... I'm on this side because of the party
right.
I represent.
It's like, so the people who have picked a side are mad at the people who haven't picked a side.
Right.
Because they haven't picked
so
a side.
There's so much anger, man. There's so much anger and hate. What are we going to do about it? We do this show. That's what we do. We
try
to
fix
help.
It. We try to help.
But no, I heard that he, Steve, Mr. Bannonbart, or whatever.
Bannendorf.
Bannendorf. Was he put in his letter of resignation on the 7th of August before all the Charlottesville thing happened.
Okay.
And they didn't want to announce it because of the Charlottesville
and they would
thing
be like, it's a
down. And so they waited
shut up
a week.
Shut up. I'm literally clicking pause. Prepared to win. And nothing's happening.
Get everything they need to make.
Solved it. There is a mute button, everyone.
Yeah, but I want to win against the Crayola commercial,
the
man.
The Flash or whatever.
It's all I want.
That shit is.
God, I hate.
Yeah, so that's what I read, and then I also heard that he had made a couple of, like, not anti-Trump, but against Trump's side comments to the media or outlets. Or,
I mean, do you think...
He was another mooch situation. He
wanted
call
to be in the Trump spotlight?
No, he had a call with a reporter that he said that he may not have known that it was on the record or not.
Oh, I gotcha,
off the record.
I gotcha.
And then he was talking crap about how
but
Trump
he
needs
owns,
to stop with
like,
this bullshit.
He
and
essentially
focus on the
owns a newspaper.
To his base about.
Like, don't you think if it's he would know if it was on the record or off the record?
Yeah,
I mean, his newspaper kind of makes
he
stuff
wanted
up,
it on the record, right, I'm right, sure. Right. And he wanted out. I'm like,
you think he wanted out?
Bannon is abandoning ship.
Yeah, that can't be good,
that's
right?
That's not good.
Well, that's why I was most surprised, because he's like, to me, he was like Trump's right-hand man. Like,
yeah.
They were besties.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that he's leaving now leaves Trump all alone and scared in the Oval Office, right?
I don't know who his friends are now, man. I don't know what's going on. And, you know, like, about that Charlottesville thing, he came out with the many sides comment, then 2 days later he was like, I condemn Nazis, white supremacists,
right.
Then a day later, he was having a press conference about infrastructure for the United States.
Yeah, and then
States.
He just gives it out.
And then he
throws
just
it in
starts
there.
Going off script about, there's violence on many sides here, guys. The white people that were there screaming death to
yes,
Jews and
right.
save the white race and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of them were good people.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, you can't see Nazi flags and KKK flags and torches and people screaming Nazi
right.
blood and glory or whatever the shit. You can't see that and then as a good person be
right.
like... You know what?
They're I just trying to feed their families.
Some of yeah. them here well, agree with my point. I'm not racist. I don't want all this white crap, but I'm a nationalist.
Here's how I look at it.
No, you leave that group.
So one of my favorite jokes is to be like, well, Hitler built good roads.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that that's a joke is because there's nothing good about Hitler.
Right.
Period.
No.
That's why it's funny, because no. you're like, ha-ha, he built good roads. You're making something like he did something good
right.
when really
when
he's
really
the worst person available.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Satan's beautiful, though.
Yeah.
It's that type of idea. And the fact that the president came out and literally made my joke,
yep.
but as not a joke,
mm-hmm.
that's not good, man. No. And now Steve Bannon's leaving.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's a sign of
well, because to me, like, I honestly believe what Trump does is calculated idiocy. Like, I think he does what he does literally on purpose because he knows how it's going to either stir up one side or the other.
Yeah.
In a good way or a bad way.
Well, he knows that nothing he says
right,
can
because for him, there is no negative press.
There is no end.
And I kind of thought that Steve Bannon worked so well with him because Steve Bannon also kind of worked that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just kind of was in the background doing crazy things, but everyone was like, we know that he's doing these crazy things because that's who he is.
Right.
And so they were kind of one and the same to me. And now that he's out, it's a little weird because
that's
why would
I
he
heard,
leave?
Man,
do you think
heard.
He left to take care of Breitbart? Because there was another story this week that came out that Amazon is the last, like, something like 80% of Breitbart's advertisers has pulled out since Trump won.
Oh, yeah.
And Amazon's, like, the last big advertiser. And if they decided to leave Breitbart, it would fold because they wouldn't have enough revenue
right.
to pay their writers and all of that.
Yep.
And so do you think he went back maybe to distance himself enough from Trump that the advertisers leave? Because if he went immediately back to Breitbart, one would assume that he went back for his own pocketbook, right? Because I'm guessing Trump ain't paying him millions of dollars
to
whisper.
I've heard so many Republicans be like, I know Trump, or friends of Trump, like previous years and way back when, before he was ever considered a president.
Right.
That say that he's not racist. Like, he dated a mixed chick, she's like, I wouldn't have dated a racist.
Right. But then there's also stories from, like, the 70s where he was accused of racism.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's been Trump for a long time.
Yeah.
He's been both sides for a very long time.
I don't get where his head's at or why, like, this is the issue that he's talking about.
Right.
Man.
And I want to point out to the listening audience, we have no idea how to fix any of this.
No.
And we're not even going to try. We just want to give our thoughts.
Get Trump the fuck out of the White House.
That's Colby's proposal. I don't think it matters.
I don't give a shit if Mr. Pence comes in as president.
Yeah.
You're not going to be getting there's violence on both sides here. He's a politically correct politician. Trump isn't.
Well, he is a politician.
Trump
isn't. I would say he's definitely a politician.
I'm just saying, if you want the shit to stop, like, there's been so many times to stop supporting Donald Trump. Pussygate, Mexicans are rapists, fucking mocking a retarded reporter.
What are you talking about, man? He loves
stuff
Mexicans.
Like,
didn't you see his taco bowl?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's been plenty of times to just distance yourself from the dude, but all Republicans are like, he's not racist. He's not racist. I know him. He's not racist. You guys are saying he's racist. He's not. Then this week happens, and then for a chance for him to prove he is not a white supremacist by condemning that group that he's not a part of,
which technically
he
did, but then he also didn't.
He condemned violence. That's what he did. He didn't
way to take a stand, man.
Hate. He hey, did not condemn
this
the
just
hate
in.
The
I'm against
group.
Violence.
Yeah. It's that's just yeah.
I just
and then he could say all the bullshit shit he wants. It's kind of fucking obvious.
I'm kind of
from his tone and his free-balling speeches. Like, he feels a certain way.
Well, I would agree. I would agree, but I personally am just tired of how ADD the news feels.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think, every well, I guess last week I can't see it because last week was still about North Korea and the Nazis. Mm-hmm. We literally said this wasn't a great
week.
Well,
North Korea got pushed aside for the Nazis.
No one's thinking about North Korea.
No,
because no one cares.
What happened?
Yeah.
Donald Trump just said fire and fury.
Like,
and then.
Like, well, the scary thing
Kim
about North Korea
like, nah,
is
man.
Like, is yeah, like. That was North Korea this time every year gets really boisterous because it's some big Independence Day festival type of thing for them. And so that's when they turn up
about
the burners
probably,
on their propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And then Trump did his own propaganda, which is just LOL, because that's literally what Kim Jong-un
fire,
is doing for his people. He's doing
fury.
For us.
Right.
But most of us are smart enough to
take
go,
high road,
okay,
yep.
whatever,
mm-hmm.
dude.
Right.
But yeah, we don't even think about it now.
Nope, now it's just, now Nazis 24
yeah, it's just Nazis.
Fucking seven.
Well, and then the week before that, it was about healthcare, and John McCain was hated, and then he was loved for a bit.
Yep.
And I think I don't know how we stand on John McCain now.
Oh, Trump hates him.
But
because you saw that, like, he was in a, he was, I think it was the same news conference.
Right.
Like, a lady was like, John McCain, one of the reporters, John McCain said this, and then he interrupted her and was like, oh, John McCain, the guy who voted for Obamacare? John McCain, the guy who didn't vote for our healthcare reform?
Trump famously said that that he didn't like John McCain because
he's
he preferred people
hero.
Who didn't get captured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, plenty of times to disavow this fucking dude, and you're
so
just like, it's just him. It's just him. And like,
I'm telling you, he's in the White House because of memes.
Yeah,
there's no doubt he's in the White House because of memes.
Is,
he's great for the
crazy.
Memes, and the internet, the memes run the world right now. But like,
it shouldn't.
Well,
it
I agree.
It can run the internet.
Could you imagine if newspapers printed
world.
Memes?
Gotta
because
be
that's
ridiculous.
Literally how we're living.
It's getting there. Like, some of the headlines we've seen are so memey.
They're memes. Well, it's all clickbait.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of the printed articles start online
ridiculous
first.
Ridiculous shit that he said. Like, almost you wouldn't believe it.
Right.
You wouldn't believe it, but it's real. Oh, man.
I don't know why more people don't take the Twitch model of content creation to other forms of content creation.
Yeah.
Like, what if someone took the Twitch model to print and freelance journalists could write articles every day and people could just subscribe to their individual columns?
They do that in that Medium. It's kind of Medium in it.
Does Medium allow you to make money?
No.
Because what I'm suggesting is you get rid of advertisers.
Right.
Because advertisers is the reason that clickbait exists.
Mm-hmm.
Because they need views. They don't need real news.
That's
need,
not a bad idea.
They need, I guess the problem would be that anyone then would have a megaphone and you could write whatever you
isn't
wanted.
Isn't that the point of free fucking speech?
Well, of course, that's
like,
also
that's
what
my
YouTube
God,
is.
That's where I kind of got
no
on the
difference.
Thing. I'm not defending white supremacy by any fucking means.
So what you're saying is you're defending white supremacy?
They can say
slow down, Trump.
The things that they want to say yes. due to the freedom of speech,
yes.
but they also have to take the backlash of every single right. other person in the world saying
well, freedom
that
of speech
terrible.
Is literally
once,
just that...
Once that converts to violence, that's where the line gets crossed.
Well, freedom of speech is literally just the government can't arrest you for what you said.
Right.
It doesn't mean
it doesn't
anything
mean you
else.
You don't get judged for saying
right.
terrible shit.
If you're a Nazi on the internet, your web host can pull you. If you're saying terrible things on YouTube, YouTube can block you because free speech doesn't protect you from private enterprise.
Right.
It protects you from you getting right. arrested and thrown in jail for your speech.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't interfere with your right to make money.
That's one of the things that I didn't like about the alt-left or the liberals or whatever condemning all this shit. It's like, we need to shut them up. And I'm just like, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Because we don't need it to spread, but don't, I don't know.
It's just...
It's a fucking gray area, man.
It's a problem with idiots existing.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's just, what do you do about idiots existing? Because if you acknowledge...
It's like you take this privilege so far.
Well, it's almost like you acknowledge the idiocy, you give power to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when Matthew would go on rants about how great he was or how his, you know, he did this thing and that. And we made a conscious decision to just ignore it every
yeah.
time it happened. Because
right.
the second we go, what? Then he feels the power
yep.
surge through his body.
Yep.
It's like that. But then again... Matthew wasn't hurting anybody or, you know, lynching anyone or threatening violence upon people. So at what point do you, you know, say, hey, this is free speech and you're allowed to say it. And where's that line between, hey,
that's hate speech.
Yeah. Where's that line at? I don't know
it's
where that
when
is.
When you condone violence, I want to say.
But where? But
like
what's violence? Is threatening
sides.
Violence violence?
Yeah.
Because is it?
I think.
See, that's what we don't know.
Gray areas, guys.
That's where, like, lawyers need
Welcome
to get involved
to the human
or whatever.
Race with all our different.
You remember back
mindsets.
In the day where if you didn't like someone, you just beat them with a rock?
Just stone them.
Like Oog Magloog, just like walking
people,
and he got a woman hotter than
yep.
you, so you just walk up and start beating Oog Magloog with a
oh,
rock.
Yeah.
That almost sounds better.
We've definitely evolved as
yeah.
humans, because, I mean, I've been watching Game of Thrones again. I've
Kay.
Been rewatching it. And it's just like the rich people.
Right.
They just do what they want.
Well, and it's kind of like
they
that
just
now.
Do whatever.
It's
murder,
just less murder.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. But yeah, they just whatever. Whatever. And they don't worry about any consequences because there's no consequences.
I believe the
there's
rich
been
do that
many
now.
Many more consequences nowadays, I feel like, compared to medieval times.
Oh.
Which is better. Which
I don't know about
that,
rich people. I don't know about for rich people. I mean, sure, if Donald Trump blew up the world's largest church
yeah.
while, you know, Barack Obama was there,
uh-huh.
like happened in Game of Thrones,
yep.
Trump would probably get in trouble.
Yeah, right.
But holding down the lower class and restricting voter rights and essentially condoning hate speech,
yeah.
nothing, he's our president. That's literally,
man.
That's literally like...
Yeah.
The best thing that could happen to somebody, and he's doing, like, he said, I'm going to grab her by the pussy, and the guy he said it to lost his job, and he is of a reality TV show host at best. At best, he's a reality
yeah.
TV show host, and he's dead. Do you know where Billy Bush is? He's dead. No one knows where Billy Bush is. You know where Donald Trump is? The man who said it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the White House right now.
Presidency?
Yeah. So, yeah, the rich are okay.
Yeah, the double negatives kind of, you know. Just,
right.
It's, you can't have one.
Like, if I went into an office at a day job and said, yo, Natalie, she's got a great rack and I want to grab her by the pussy, that would be my last day there.
Yep.
If I said it to the owner of the company, he could probably say it about Natalie and he'd probably be okay. That's the way the world works. And that's a little Game of Thrones-ish.
That is.
It's a little Game of Thrones-ish.
Thrones-ish. Yes, so instead of putting stipulations in place and laws that control society, back in the day, you just used to die.
I
don't know if that's more, like, humane or...
I don't... Well, that's... I mean, I wasn't making a point with my stone Oog Magloon thing,
yeah.
but that's kind of what I was alluding to. Like, it's... You know what? It's more...
Gray areas,
it's
guys.
More simple.
Yeah.
Because I don't condone
right.
stoning Oog Magloon
uh-huh.
because his wife is hotter than
Oog
yours.
Oog Magloon. Who
but
is this Oog Magloon?
He's a caveman, all right? His name's Oog Magloon, and he's a caveman, and don't disrespect him. He's dead.
Oog
he
Magloon.
Got stoned to death because his wife is hotter than yours.
Perfect.
And I'm not condoning stoning people. I'm saying it's a simpler time. And as we've evolved, the rich have gotten better at being rich,
and
the poor
yeah.
has gotten worse at being poor.
Yep.
But again, we have no solutions.
Yep.
We're just
yeah,
talking about
no
life
more
as it is.
Rebellions and things like that. We're inciting riots here at the Seth and Colby Show.
No, I'm not inciting a riot.
Violence!
I don't want to be in a riot.
The hypocrisy of it all.
I mean, you can do like an internet riot where you go on comments and
yes,
just riot
everybody
in your comments.
Just,
but,
you know, tweet Trump.
That won't work. He loves that. He'd love it if people tweet him. You don't think he loves being trolled?
Tiny hands.
You know he loves it.
Tiny hands.
He might it might bother him deep inside about his tiny hands, but at least he's like, people notice me.
Yeah, he's like, at least I'm getting
dropped. Right, it's like when I'm on Twitch. Like, I'm a growing Twitch streamer. Trolls jump in every once in a while. They make fun of how fat I am. Okay, it hurts deep down inside, but I take that, and I ball it up into rage, and I push it deep down where it belongs, and then I'm happy someone watched. Because you know what that shows to Twitch? Concurrent viewers. And that's really what I care about.
Right.
I mean, like, I'm waiting for someone to troll us in here. I hope someone trolls us.
That'd be great.
That's what I want.
I would cry.
Especially if there's money involved.
I can't take the trolls.
I could take the trolls.
I can't.
I actually wish that there were better trolls, to be honest with you.
Better trolls?
Yeah. There's a lot of bad trolls.
Well, yeah.
Like people
every
who think.
Every troll's got to start somewhere.
I guess, man. I just wish I wasn't a troll trainer.
Yeah.
I wish that there was a. I wish I would jump
stepping
into my
stone.
Own. Like,
stepping stone.
My own chat and troll me.
Yeah.
And just cut right to the quick.
Dude, best bit ever.
What?
Just create a separate Twitch account, log on to it.
Like Junk Food Junkie 420?
Yeah, then just go for it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's one of our favorite. That's our best fan. That's our all-time fan.
Yeah, Junk Food Junkie 420.
Junk Food Junkie,
yeah. Man, I hope he follows us one day.
He does.
That'd be my favorite.
He followed us already.
Ready?
He
sure?
did.
Oh, my God, what a coincidence.
Oh, wow. He just did. Just now. That totally real account. Real person.
Definitely was not started by the murderer
Jeff.
Of Oof McGloop to troll at Nuova or whatever his thing was back then, because he was an unofficial Tony P. By the way, who has not yet followed us
loud
on
pack.
Twitch.
Loud pack, mofo.
God, loud pack, dude.
Loud pack.
All right, well, should we stop talking about politics?
Yeah.
Did we accomplish anything?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Just like all of politics.
Yeah.
Doesn't accomplish shit.
We could be great politicians because we could say nothing for a long
time.
Like, you know how great a filibuster that
minutes.
I did would be?
It would be so great.
Dude, my filibuster
you
would be amazing.
You once gave me a presentation about Destiny, trying to get me into the game, and it only made me hate my life more about Destiny.
Dude, I would love to give that to Congress.
You could definitely filibuster for days.
Dude, I could just explain the entire backstory of Destiny to Mitch McConnell.
Random anything. Random anything. Sir, I have my time. This is my time.
I'm going to tell you about the lineage
time.
Of Commander Zavala
so
as it was revealed. That's what I'd want, dude.
They are enemies, need to force the U.S. government to take care of this problem in space.
Does a filibuster, would it count if you just got in front of Congress and just yelled, Pickle Rick, like,
Pickle Rick.
Like for 8 straight hours? And then did, like, some karate while, like, Pickle Rick does?
I don't know. I know that
like, does it have to be coherent?
Definitely, or the Democrats did it for what? What was it? Was it something last year or was it something this year? I thought
yesterday.
It was something this year.
Who knows?
I want to say it was the healthcare plan. I don't think it was, but they did it once. And yeah, it was like for 15 hours straight. And I don't think they were talking about shit.
Wouldn't it be great, though?
So like, I had a big sandwich today for lunch, and it's not really setting well with my stomach.
3 a.m., you just
this
turn it on.
15 hours might need to turn down to 2.
Cory Booker, Pickle Rick! Pickle Rick!
Pickle Rick! Did you guys see that Rick and Morty episode, Pickle Rick? Man, that shit was so hype. Saw the animation for it like a year before it came out. I've been waiting for it for so long.
Pickle Rick.
Good God.
Chris Christie, he destroyed a bridge and built Pickle Rick.
Yep.
All right, well, what should we talk about now?
Something not politics.
All right, okay, you want to do movies? You want to do... You want to do... Do you know about what happened in the Star Wars universe?
Nope.
You don't know?
Nope.
Oh, man.
I'm not a news person.
I'm about to shatter your entire world, aren't I?
Oh, yes, I saw this.
Well, that was way anticlimactic. Okay, Obi-Wan Kenobi actually going to happen, it sounds like. A standalone Obi-Wan Kenobi film is set to join the ever-expanding Star Wars universe. According to The Hollywood Reporter, this project is a very early stage, but has already attracted the Oscar-nominated filmmaker Stephen Daldry, who is in negotiations to direct. And then Stephen Daldry has done Billy Elliot, The Hours. He says he's at the earliest stages with no script. But Daldry would oversee the development and writing of the movie.
Shit, man.
Obi-Wan Kenobi
is... get Ewan McGregor back.
Oh, of course. Right? Obi-Wan Kenobi standalone is over several projects being developed by Lucasfilm and Disney that fall outside the trilogies, telling the saga of the Skywalker family. As Han Solo movie is now in the final stages of shooting, Under new director Ron Howard, Lucasfilm was also considering pick center on Yoda and bounty hunter Boba Fett, among other characters. In the original Star Wars trilogy, I love reading this for people who don't know what Star Wars is. In the original Star Wars trilogy, Kenobi is a desert dwelling and war weary hermit who later proves to be a wise and powerful warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Brandishing a lightsaber. He is briefly a mentor to young Luke Skywalker before being cut down by Darth Vader, his former pupil. I mean, that's exactly what happened.
You were my brother, Anakin!
I loved you!
I loved you!
But, so what do you have to say about that, man?
I hate you! I hate you!
Don't try it. I have the high ground.
If, no matter what...
Get that big
I heard a reviewer talking about it. That's how I heard about it. But
okay.
I want it to be like Logan.
Okay.
I want it to be a really small story.
When do you want
story.
It to take place?
Yeah, I want it on Tatooine when he's like just fucking living.
Okay.
Protecting
so between
Luke
A New Hope and
up.
Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else the fuck would it be? After he comes back as a Force ghost, his life as a Force ghost? Hey, you still have to piss when you're a Force ghost. I didn't know if you knew that.
What?
You still have to go to the bathroom when you're a Force ghost. I don't want that story.
Where did you learn this information?
That was all made up.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying there's no intrigue to being a Force ghost.
So, like, back in my teens, okay, like, probably between 13 and 16, I would
Where
say.
Did you hear this?
Young, all right?
Uh-huh.
I used to read Star Wars books, because I used to be really into Star Wars.
Right.
Now I hate it, as you know, but generally, I was into Star Wars a ton. And I used to read these young adult novels about Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan Kenobi, as Obi-Wan Kenobi was an apprentice.
Right.
All right. And it's their adventures together.
Oh.
And it like filled in the backstory before Phantom Menace and like how he built his first lightsaber and all that stuff before Anakin ever came along.
That'd be cool.
I loved those books.
Yeah.
I can't tell you one thing I remember about those books. I can't even remember what they were called.
Right.
But I loved them and they were really good. And so older me remembers younger me's joy. And I might be okay with like young Obi-Wan. And in my opinion, that would be the only time it would be acceptable to not use Ewan McGregor.
Right.
But Liam Neeson would then have to come in.
He would.
If you don't bring in Liam Neeson or Ewan McGregor, this
and
is a dumb movie.
How you would CGI Liam back to fucking
Who cares?
Young
me. I hope they don't do that.
Exactly, don't.
Just make him
don't,
old.
Just make him look...
Say,
just,
I'm, say, I'm 25 and he's obviously 70.
The man's in great shape. I don't
Dude,
think
have
he's
you
really
seen
changed.
Taken?
I don't think he's really changed at all from fucking episode one.
How,
so.
No, first of all, he's British, and they don't age. They just get fatter,
he is
if
Scottish.
Anything. Well, that's even more manly.
Isn't it? I think he's Scottish.
I think he might be Irish.
One of the two.
I'm just throwing it out there because I don't
one
know.
One of the damn two.
Northern Ireland, look at me! Liam Neeson rules! Let's see here, man. I don't know. He's 65. Oh, he's younger than I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, he's younger
Dude,
than I thought.
Dude, just dye his hair to be brown. He looks the fucking same. Maybe some CGI cleanup. I don't know which I would rather more see. I think I would rather see Qui-Gon.
Oh, I would definitely. I think the reason people are so excited about Obi-Wan is because Ewan McGregor was easily the best thing about the prequels.
Right.
He looks like Alec Guinness when he was younger.
Yep.
So people, especially when he's got like the beard and stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
He is Obi-Wan to a lot of people. He also was kind of the only person maybe besides Liam Neeson, and he was only in one movie, that escaped kind of the terrible dialogue hole that George Lucas put everyone in. Like, Natalie Portman didn't escape. Samuel L. Jackson didn't escape. It was all those good actors were
I think
ruined.
It's the English language. You can't, or the English accent.
I agree with you. It might be that. It. But people love him as Obi-Wan. So I think that's why people like it.
Right.
And that's why they want another Obi-Wan movie, less because they want to see Obi-Wan, but more because they want Ewan McGregor to come back.
Right. And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know which one I would rather want to see. Old, because I think I read like somewhere that Ewan McGregor's pretty damn close in age to Alec McGuinness when he recorded Star Wars now.
I think he is.
And it's just like, what?
Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
The timing right now for it would be perfect.
Agreed.
I think that would be the only reason why it should ever be done, unless it's an origin story, because
but you
that
know,
would be out of nowhere.
That
would be a little sketchy, right?
An origin story?
Well, like the new owners of Lucasfilm, they're like, okay, so people really love the originals. People hate the prequels. So what are we going to do now that we could do anything? Would we rather try and make an old one and kind of live in that those people's minds, or would we rather go for the prequels?
I do think
like
Disney is
old.
Trying to rid the prequels as much as they can. Mm-hmm. Like, what do they call that? There's a word, retcon. like retroactively change the canon, I think is what retcon is, what it, I think that's a word. And so they go back and they kind of change things so people like, but they can't get rid of a lot of things. Like midichlorians is always going to be a thing. You're just going to have to deal with it.
It's always going to be a thing, man.
It's going to have to be a thing. But yeah, I don't know, man. I mean,
no matter what.
I think as long as Disney knows that the only reason people want this movie is for Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
But now that you've mentioned it being like Logan, I honestly can't think of another scenario that would be better than that.
Right. It's got to be what the dude I watched said. He doesn't want it to be big scale.
Oh,
he
doesn't even want to. You stole this idea?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Why don't you just claim
it
as your
own? No, he
didn't
say Logan. I said Logan.
Okay.
Fuck you. I'm not just stealing other YouTubers'
shit. That's what it sounded like, man. Why don't you just quote other YouTubers for the story that you claimed to not heard until I read the headline?
PewDiePie's newest video. PewDiePie. Let's just fucking do this shit. No. Yeah, I want it to be, because Logan's my best example for something that's really small scale.
Well, that's what
and
I want.
Really well done.
Well, and I can't, like, I just can't imagine Disney doing that. Like, it's going to have a large epic scale to it.
It doesn't need it, though.
But I think that they would do it. Like, think of, is there any Disney movie that isn't a huge set piece?
We talked about this.
Like, even
Marvel, Ant-Man. Is one that's not.
It's not it world ending.
Right.
But it's still got big, massive fights and explosions and all that in
that's
it.
That's a good point.
Although Ant-Man's
but then again,
with
that,
a Thomas
the
Tank Engine train.
That would be the only way to sell Ant-Man, because it's a tiny-ass dude. You wouldn't think he would be able to fight, but he can fight. You need to see how, so they need to show that. But we know Ewan McGregor has fought fucking Darth Maul, that bitch in half.
Yeah.
Fucking took one for the team with Darth Vader.
He's shish kebabbed Anakin.
Yeah. He did cut that dude's shit up.
Yeah. Like, way up.
And then, so we don't need to see him do epic shit. We've seen that. I would rather see a deep character study of
Agreed.
The mindset.
And I think that's what people
Obi-Wan.
Want, because Ewan is such a great Obi-Wan. And Alec Guinness never got his due because he died so early.
Right. And yeah.
Like, he's essentially a cameo. Like,
right.
Obi-Wan's
and
really
they shit
not
on
even
his character too. When they didn't expect that, you know, they were going to get
agreed.
A trilogy. They
right,
were like,
right, 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 right.
We didn't tell you he was his father because sin.
Oh, agreed.
Built
like
up.
if you went in for without any knowledge of the prequels,
yeah.
Obi-Wan would not be that big of a character.
Right.
Not really.
Not really.
Because he dies.
Luke is your main guy.
He dies in the end of the first act of A New Hope, and then he's in 5 minutes in Empire, 5 minutes in Jedi, and that's it.
As a Force ghost.
Right. Like, Yoda literally, I think, has a bigger part than Obi-Wan does.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
And so,
I would agree.
Without the prequels, there's no interest, in my opinion, in an Obi-Wan movie.
Right.
So, without Ewan McGregor's performance, there's really no Obi-Wan.
Yep.
I mean, I just can't see it happening without
they
Ewan McGregor.
Better get it, or they better, I don't know, man.
Are there any other characters
this
that
Han Solo movie, though, I don't see
I can't
a point
believe we
to
haven't
it.
Seen a trailer yet.
That, too? It's coming out next year.
It worries me that there hasn't been a trailer.
We didn't see The Last Jedi until earlier this year.
Well, right, but that was over a year away.
No.
Like, didn't we see it in March of this year?
Yeah.
If not earlier than that?
And it comes out this December. That's not a year.
Right, but, like, how many months is that? Eight? 8 or 9 months?
Still not a yeah.
Well, Han Solo comes out in the summer, dude.
Oh, does it?
I'm pretty sure it comes out
in
May.
Right. Right? No.
I think it comes out in May.
Maybe.
Because they, well, maybe not. I don't know. I might be talking out my butt.
I think you're right. We looked this up once.
I'm pretty sure it's a summer movie.
I didn't know if it was this one or like that or episode 9 was coming
out. Yeah, May 28th.
Yep.
May 25th, 2018. Han Solo.
That's
movie.
Right, because they were trying to
right.
We thought they were like switching the schedules for Marvel and
right.
Marvel and Star Wars.
Because, yeah. but they're not. This one's supposed to come out right around the same time Avengers does.
Well, right. I mean, in that the past two years has been Marvel first half of the year,
right.
Star Wars the end. But right. now it's
the only ones they want to keep
switch.
In the holidays is the trilogies.
But I don't get this. I don't get this fucking. I don't get this shit. So we got fucking Ape Man Woody Harrelson. We got Khaleesi Emily Clarke, and then we got Childish Gambino. And then some unheard of motherfucker as Han Solo.
Yeah.
So like the only
and the
only
and don't remember
reasons.
The director switcheroo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
where
only
the movie basically
I
finished.
See this is because I want to see the Emily Clarke and Donald Glover play characters we already well I don't know if we know Clarke who's she playing.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they're all unknown people.
Nah, because Donald's what's his face?
Well, he's Lando.
Yeah.
And then there's Chewbacca, but that's it.
So she's new then, huh?
Let's see cast. Yeah, they don't even have him named. We don't know.
Shit. It's a secret.
Woody Harrelson as Beckett, a criminal, and Han's mentor. Donald Glover is Lando. We know who he is. Michael K. Williams, Ian Kenny, Warwick Davis, and Clint Howard are also cast in undisclosed roles. So the only people we know are Jonas Samutu as Chewbacca, and he's going to look like Chewbacca. Spoiler alert. And then Donald Glover is Lando. Hmm. And then Alden Ehrenreich as Han Solo. And then Woody Harrelson.
Has he been in anything else? He's been in something else.
Yeah, he was in Hail Caesar. I just looked. That was like literally his only big thing. He is he's Switcheroo, Tetro, Grease, Somewhere, Ten Fingers, Twixt, A Dentist, Beautiful Creatures, which was a terrible romance. Teen.
Really?
Wasn't that? It's like Twilight.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, beautiful. You recognize the...
Yeah, Teen Choice Awards.
This right here.
Oh, so, yeah.
Look at that. Look at that poster right there. That's
pretty Twilight-y.
Yep. Oh, and he's the lead in that. It's a romantic gothic fantasy film.
So every single actor in
Stroker,
Hollywood
Blue
went
Jasmine,
out for this fucking role, and this guy gets it?
Teenage, Maple
Every single
last.
Actor.
Well, I mean, dude, if he was good enough for a Coen Brothers movie, he's probably... I mean, he's worked with some great people. Like, he was in a Warren Beatty movie, Joel and Ethan Coen, a Woody Allen movie, a Francis Ford Coppola movie, a Sofia Coppola movie. He's a Francis Ford Coppola. You know what it is. You know, Francis Ford Coppola and George Lucas are best friends, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, and then Kathleen Kennedy, you know, is best friends. So they obviously know Francis Ford Coppola.
Nice.
I guarantee you it's a little bit of nepotism there. He's like, hey, you should get Aldrin Ehrenreich to come in here and do this movie. Which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. It's just, it's definitely what it is. He was also in a CSI episode in 2006.
Weird. I don't get it.
I mean, I don't really mind the casting. I know people really hate the casting for the Han Solo movie. Personally, I don't really care. I think if he does a good job, it's not going to matter. We'll forget right away that he's not Harrison
Ford.
Yeah,
maybe that's the thing, is they didn't want, you know, like Han Solo is this guy now. Like,
right.
Like a just...
I think Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian is going to be perfect.
Right. You wouldn't want Han Solo to take the name from Harrison Ford. Like, if you got a big name actor, though.
How could you?
If you got a big name actor for the role, then maybe this next generation is going to be like, I remember when Ryan Reynolds was fucking Han Solo.
Yeah, but
you
know, I mean, maybe Aldrin Ehrenreich is going to be Harrison Ford for my kids' generation.
Yep, he might.
Because Harrison Ford was a nobody before Star Wars.
I don't think any kid's going to remember Aldrin Ehrenreich.
Dude, I don't know.
Harrison Ford's kind of easy.
You got a string on you that's driving me nuts.
Ooh, get my string!
But, kids these days, man, they have weird names. So, you know.
They do.
I mean, my kid's middle name is Xander, so.
Weird interest.
I'm in that.
Shut up, Buffy.
But, all right, so while we're talking about movies, I want to talk about this. Because I want to know what you have to think about this.
Better than James.
Okay, so co-found Netflix.
Colby Jim Newman.
You're not Jim, although Jim Newman does sound like the most white-collar name of all time.
God, so does my standard name.
Yeah, it's true. Well, Colby's unique.
My mom asked me the other day, she's like, do you ever get asked about your ethnicity? I'm like, no. My name is Colby Newman.
You're white.
Like, it's white. Yeah. I'm white.
If anything, I think you'd be asked about your gender.
Yeah. Because
I definitely know more women named Colby than I do men.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a female. There's a gash down there. Jesus.
What's wrong? That's nasty.
Respect women. I'm sorry.
Just yell respect women.
You can.
After saying something that wasn't, first of all, disrespectful to women, it was just disrespectful to everyone who heard the words.
It's disrespectful to anyone with a vagina.
Or with ears.
Or
I'm just going to say anyone with ears who heard it. You disrespected the entire audience with that gross
gash thing. Is not a good word.
Why'd you double down and say it again, man?
Because it's a fun word.
Oh, God. So, this is...
You got a big gash right here on your arm, man.
Don't do that.
You got a gash.
I don't. It's just white.
It's a vagina.
It's
on your
just
arm.
White. Look at that. Okay, so this new thing is really cool in my opinion.
Okay.
All right. This is from the guy who founded Netflix. It's his new startup. It's called MoviePass. And for $10 a month, you can see one movie per day in theaters. In theaters. So essentially what you have here is
you don't go to the theater.
No, you do.
Oh, you do.
You literally use this as your payment card. So what you do is you go, I think the way it works, well, let's just read it. For $10 a month, Mitch Lowe, who is Netflix co-founder, and it's not the guy who still runs Netflix, okay, because what's his name, Richard Hawkins or something like that. It's something like that.
Elon Musk.
This is the co-founder, so it's the other guy, not the dude who's running Netflix day to day.
Okay.
But he's obviously still got some money,
right.
So he's fine. But basically, he has a new business model for MoviePass. For just $10 a month, the company will allow subscribers to see one movie a day in any U.S. movie theater that accepts debit cards. MoviePass will pay the full price of every ticket sold to theaters. The company faces potentially huge losses and has secured new funding to accommodate the new subscription plan. The startup announced Tuesday it has sold a majority stake to big data firm Helios and Matheson Analytics in order to promote a nationwide rollout of its new low flat rate service. MoviePass is founded to make it easier, blah, 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 blah. Basically, what you do is you go onto the MoviePass website and you say, I want to see Dunkirk today in theaters at this time. And they say, thumbs up, it's been added to your card. And then you go to the movie theater and you get one ticket to Dunkirk, you swipe your MoviePass card, and then they give you your ticket. And you can do that once a day for any movie that's not IMAX or 3D. Any standard movie. For $10 a month.
So I'm trying to see the point to this.
Well, the point is that how much is a movie ticket to a standard movie?
Standard here is like, if it's man or
7 o'clock.
Night,
yeah, 7 o'clock.
13, 12 13 bucks.
So for the price of less than the price of one movie.
Right.
Per month, you can go see 31 movies a month.
Yeah.
That's the point.
I know, but I'm just that there's no way that sounds like profitable to me. So
well, the way I think they make money is with abandonment. That's the idea, is that people will pay for it and then not go.
Right, because that's my thing is like, is it like that people, like we've said before, is it just people that are going to see like one or two or three of the major movies per year and then they don't see any of the small shit?
Yes, that would be my guess.
And it's because of ticket prices.
They're going to grab it. And, well, and the thing is,
this,
think about it this way.
As well.
Like for couples, like me and Chris, for example, we're going to get two. It's going to be 20 bucks a month.
And that's monthly.
Right.
So I would feel like that's possible.
Agreed.
If that's the case,
they're
going
to have
possible.
Huge losses at the start because everyone's going to use it right away. But then it's going to be like a gym membership where people just pay for it because they like to have it, you know, because they go at Christmas and Easter. That's church, but you get what I mean. And so, like, that's what I'm thinking here. So you get a card, then you choose your movie.
Movies are
and then
church,
you just go.
Man. That's what happens.
So, and it does work. It does work at the Warren here because
it's
Regal.
It's already a thing.
Oh, yeah. You can sign up today. And then on the next show, for example, you'll have your card. You can go see a movie.
That's intense.
It works now. Yeah, this is a thing that's happening right now. Movie Pass.
See a new 2D movie every day?
Yep.
So it can't be 3D.
It can't be 3D and it can't
be IMAX.
It's just a standard movie.
That's pretty
But still,
badass.
That's worth it. Way worth it.
For 30 movies a month? You're not going to get 30 movies come out per month, but I guarantee
I could easily see... Like, this is honestly something that me and you could do as, like, a movie review show.
Yeah.
For 10 bucks a month, now we could just go see every movie.
Right. And
if you didn't have a stinking job.
Online, I mean, this might be a way to also kind of deter pirating.
Agreed.
Because why not just pay 10 bucks a month to see all of the movies?
Right, and then
you go
see them in a theater.
Yeah, and then you get high quality ass, good seats.
Right, and the theater, I assume,
audience.
Doesn't lose any money.
Right.
Because they're just charging MoviePass on their debit card 13 bucks or whatever.
Yep.
And they get their money, and then you also buy concessions and all that. But if you had self control, which I have to have because I'm poor, you could go to these movies, 10 bucks a month to see one movie every week.
Yep.
You could see every opening movie that you wanted to see for 10 bucks a month.
That's pretty fucking legit. I'll give it that. That's pretty cool.
I agree.
I don't know if I'll do it, because I don't think I'm going to be seeing a movie a month.
I don't know, man. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I?
For 10 bucks a month, you can go see any movie you want. I mean, you are a single, successful man.
Yeah.
All you do with your life is play Cloud Atlas or whatever the name of that city building thing is you do.
Yep.
I just
that
like
movie with Tom Hanks.
That's a double inside joke because it's called City Skylines, and Chris calls it like City Landscapes, and she's been saying it wrong, and that makes me laugh.
Uh-huh.
And so I just double down on my own inside joke. That's like an inside joke you don't even understand.
I don't. Also, I haven't played that game in a couple months.
But regardless, you're just at home.
Yep.
You know, you could go see a movie.
Yeah, nothing's better than one guy going to the movie.
Dude, have you ever been to a movie by yourself?
I haven't.
You should try it. It's actually great.
Really?
Oh, it's great. You just go.
Depressing.
You sit in the back. You can get on IMDb while you're watching the phone. Look at all the actors. Read all the trivia. It's like watching it at home, but your screen's gigantic. 10 bucks a month. I kind of want you to do it. Just tell me if it works. Because I really don't want to go up there and be like, swipe, decline.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I don't want.
Right. I don't know. I don't know if I would rather prefer to see the shitty movies that I really don't need to see in high quality for $10 rather than just watching them in low quality for free. Because I do that.
Oh, here we go. Let's see. Well, all the New York City ones. Perfect.
Allegedly, I do that.
FAQs. Here we go. This is what I want to look at.
I just keep saying allegedly. That will save me.
Okay, so how do I know MoviePass supports my local theater? Simply enter your desired zip code in the app, and a list of supported locations for that area will appear for via the website, blah, 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 blah. Here we go. Using MoviePass. Let's see. I forgot my MoviePass card at home. Lol. Without your card, you would not be able to redeem your check-in. Here we go. My MoviePass was declined. How do I see my film? If your MoviePass card is declined, just contact us through the chat feature. We can quickly troubleshoot the issue with you to get you into your film. That's what they said. Can I use MoviePass to purchase advance tickets? Can only be used for same-day tickets. So that's kind of a downside.
Yep, that's a downside.
But same day, you could order them online that day. And really, most theaters don't do reserve seating.
Past a day, anyway.
That for, well, for standard movies, regardless.
Right.
So, you know...
Yeah, really. Yeah, yeah. You don't need a line for fucking 2D Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Step one. When you arrive at the theater, browse movies and showtimes on the MoviePass app. Be sure to have your MoviePass card handy. Once you've found your film, click your desired showtime. Then at the bottom of the screen, click check in. Upon check in, your MoviePass will be activated for 30 minutes. Simply swipe it at the box office or kiosk to purchase your ticket. For e-ticketing theaters, once you check in, your app will generate a confirmation code that you can present to the kiosk or box office to retrieve your ticket. Enjoy the show.
Interesting. That will make lines longer because now individual people have to pay for individually.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought of, is if me and Chris wanted to do this, we'd both have to get cards. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure at some point there will be like a $20 a month plan, get multiple tickets on one card. I'm sure they're going to do that, you know. But for right now,
see why. Yeah, exactly.
For right now, you can just do, you know, and I'm sure their business model will also expand to be like, you know, $50 a month, unlimited movies to IMAX, 3D, as many as you want a day for unlimited people.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, agreed.
So, yeah, basically what this is they
Spotify'd movie going is what they did.
That this is profitable already. Like, they know, like you said, they're going to have a major dip in the beginning,
right.
But once
well, everyone
don't.
Signs up and but, actually I mean, goes then, to movies.
Even then, you're going to get 10, 15, maybe 20%
agreed.
Of all the people that buy that go daily to where you're losing money on those
people. Oh, if even that high.
Right.
If
I mean, basically, it's going to be one ticket.
I would assume most people see 2 to 3 movies a month.
Maybe.
Because there honestly aren't that many movies.
Right.
There's also not that much time. I would think you are the demographic for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you literally have a day job, pays you pretty well, you're single, so there's no reason to worry about a girlfriend needing a card, too.
Yeah.
You love movies. If I mean, you are the demographic.
I'm pretty sure going to a movie alone is like one of the most saddest, like,
no,
single things
it's
you can
fantastic,
do. I'm pretty
dude.
Sure.
Just
I don't want to get judged.
Embrace the sadness.
Fuck that judgment.
Embrace the sadness.
I will. Who needs that?
Embrace the sadness.
Who needs judgment?
But I'm just saying, like, if
Donald
you're the,
Trump.
If you're the guy who's like, I'm not even going to go see more than one or two movies a month, and you are the target audience, they're going to make money.
Yeah, right. Because, right. I don't think. There's not a movie. I don't even know what's out right now. What is out right now? I'm the movie guy. We're the movie guys. I don't know what's out that I would go and see right now.
There's a couple movies I'd go see right now that I want to see.
What's that?
Dark Tower.
Nope.
And that Wind River show.
Don't even know what that is.
That's the one that's made by the guy who did Sicario.
Where's my stupid movie?
And
at?
That one about the brothers who robbed banks.
Where's ah? There it is. I'm stupid. Let's just see what's playing at our local Regal theater.
Let's look, man. Let's look.
Goddamn shit-ass Regal. Fucking hate that. So already out.
Okay.
We got Annabelle, the sequel.
That's the one about the killer doll, right?
Yep. Yeah. Nope. No to that. No. Dunkirk. Wouldn't sit through that again if you were going to poke my eyes out.
Yeah, if it was free.
The Nut Job 2. That got made.
Is that a porno?
No.
Oh.
The Nut Job stars Will Arnett. And Katherine Heigl as squirrels.
All right. Squirrels, okay.
Oh, God. Dark Tower.
Got to go see that.
Girls Trip.
Hey, just out of curiosity, what Rotten Tomatoes score did Dark Tower get? Because I honestly don't know.
16.
Wow. That's
50.
It's almost like cramming 9 books into 1 hour-and-a-half long movie is a bad idea. How? It's crazy to me.
The Flixster user score is 57.
That's actually worse.
Yeah. The Nut Job got an 11% just
yeah, but how many users like that one?
49%.
So Dark Tower is bad as a Nut Job too. That's what you're saying to me.
The Emoji Movie, 8%, 42% did not. That's the user rating.
Okay, that's bad.
So we got Spider-Man. I can finally go see that shit.
You could.
I could go see a Halle Berry kidnap movie because apparently all she does now is
she do
scary,
another one of these
shitty ass movies.
Dude, why?
The Glass Castle starring
she's
Brie
an Oscar
Larson.
Winner. beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Why is she doing these horrible movies?
I don't know why. Okay. I don't know why.
Okay.
God, there's a lot with people I know. Brie Larson and Woody Harrelson are in a movie called The Glass Castle.
That's probably good.
That's a 49%.
Okay, maybe
79
not.
79 with The Users.
Okay, that's a good rating.
Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah, that's
James
that one where
McAvoy.
She's like the James Bond woman.
75% Rotten Tomatoes.
That's pretty good.
War for the Planet of the Apes, I'd see that.
I'd see that. So there's two movies now you'd go see. You would go see Atomic Blonde.
I don't want to see Detroit. I hear it's terrible.
John Boyega, though.
I hear it's terrible.
Big
the
lips.
The Big Sick, though. That...
That's
the one with that Kumanji guy.
Oh, yeah, I heard that was really good.
98%.
There's three
tomatoes.
Movies you'd go see, right?
Yeah.
You going to throw Atomic Blonde in there? Would you go see Atomic Blonde?
Not in theaters.
Okay. Even if it was free?
It's not free. I'm paying $10 a month for it.
Yeah, but you already got three other movies.
Yeah, maybe.
You've literally now at this point, assuming the $13, saved the amount of money. Yeah.
Did you know there was an Inconvenient Truth sequel?
Yeah, an Inconvenient sequel, right?
An Inconvenient sequel.
Yeah, best name of all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Al Gore's still kicking, huh?
Yeah, man.
Wind River, yeah, Jeremy Renner's in it.
That's the one I want to see. Elizabeth that's supposed Olsen. To be really good.
Both Avengers.
What?
Elizabeth Olsen and she fucking...
Oh, yeah, they're both in it. But Jeremy Renner's a great actor, so I'm totally in on that. So there's four, right? Because you'd go see that movie, because if you don't, we're not friends.
Nope.
All right, I'm taking it
off. I don't even know what it is.
Dude, it's made by the same guy who made Sicario.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah. It's the same dude. It's his next Sicario. It's like, what's the other one with Chris Pine and Ben Foster and Jeff Bridges where they rob banks, the two brothers who rob banks?
And it's a Western?
God, what is the name of that movie?
Mind Meltdown, people. What, who'd you say? Who was the dude?
I'm going to look it up.
Whatever his name is. Jeff Bridges?
Jeff Bridges, yeah.
Was one of them? Let's see if you can get to it quicker, man.
It's going
to
be me.
Oh, is it? How about the... Yep, you're going to get to it quick. Hell or High Water, bitch.
That's it. You got it first.
Okay,
yeah, Hell or High Water.
I heard that wasn't good.
Dude, that movie was so good.
And that was my parents' review, so...
Those...
Maybe.
Okay, so... Hell or High Water and Sicario I put in the same category.
Okay.
Of they're so real,
mm-hmm.
they don't really feel like movies. They kind of feel like books.
Really?
Where they're so depressing in like a way that isn't like it doesn't feel like a movie that's made to make you feel sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie you watch and you're just like, "Yep, that's kind of how life is and that kind of sucks, but that's what life is like." And then the movie just ends and you just have that feeling. And so it makes you feel like it's a bad movie, but in reality, it's a movie that kind of captures humanity.
That's what they say about Dunkirk, man.
Yeah, I would agree with that, except for it's boring as filth! It captures boredom in the best way possible! I agree with you. Oh, speaking of which...
Isn't life boring?
Let's just transition.
Sometimes.
All right, was that clip good enough for YouTube? I feel like that was a trash clip for YouTube,
one.
But we're going to do it anyway.
That was a good
one. I'm going to transition to Rage Mode right now about Christopher Nolan and Dunkirk!
Oh, God.
Okay, you ready for this rage?
Not again. Oh, what?
All right.
What?
On Dunkirk.
What?
I'm just going to put this. This is on Reddit. All right. It's. I'm sure it has an article, but I'm not reading it. On Dunkirk, Nolan strapped an IMAX camera in a plane and launched it into the ocean to capture a crash landing. Okay, remember when the plane crashed in Dunkirk? It sunk quicker than expected, and 90 minutes later, divers retrieved the film from the sea bottom. After development, the footage was found to be, quote, all there and in full color and clarity. All right, that's fine. Kind of a cool story.
Right.
Here's my problem with it. The the director of photography, Hoyt von Hoytema, all right, quoted at the end of the thing says, "Photokim carefully developed it to find out the shot was all there in full color and clarity. This material would have been lost if shot digitally." No! That's not how it works! First of all, this enrages me. Because for some reason, Christopher Nolan needed $1 million IMAX camera, however much these cameras cost.
Probably ruined.
Strapped to a plane.
Yep.
That only purpose in life is to crash into the ocean.
Yep.
Okay? And then they crash into the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And then it sunk.
Okay.
So his plane goes down way faster than he expected it to, which, maybe do some math or whatever, you know, to make sure you know that your World War era plane that's sinking and crashing, you know how fast it should sink, especially when you strap on $1 million IMAX camera.
You would think
that
would be figured out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay? And then it sinks. And then the director of photography goes, "Oh no, our $1 million camera's broke, and it's been on the bottom of the ocean for an hour and a half." okay? Because that's how long it was down there. Yeah. And they pull it up, and he goes, wow, they dried it out, and it actually looks great still. Thank God we didn't shoot digital. Because he thinks it's the Sony Walkman that if you drop in the tub, it breaks.
Right.
And not a RAID solid-state drive that has no moving parts that literally is also waterproof because it doesn't have anywhere for water to go or ruin.
Does he know how
That's what I'm mad about is that Christopher Nolan has these people around him saying, digital would be ruined if we shot this scene in digital. Thank God, Chris. Thank God, Chris, we didn't shoot this in digital or our whole movie would be ruined. This whole circular jerk of your plane crashing into the water that you needed to do for some God-known reason.
For a split second
that no one even noticed if it was CGI or whatever. Right. That whole scene ruined if we shot on digital for way less than the cost, for way better the clarity, and for way higher prices.
Yeah, they literally had to do like reconstructive surgery to the physical film to get that to come back to being,
That's why I have this on Reddit. Okay, so let me see here. There's this one credit here. Before reading the entire thing, I was saying to myself they would sacrifice a $100,000 camera for one shot. I then realized they had grips to protect it. One of those cameras worth a lot more than $100,000. And then said, follow-up question, how much better is the picture quality compared to Red? So IMAX has roughly 12,000 lines of equivalent horizontal resolution, which makes it roughly comparable to 12,000 by 5,400 or 64.8 megapixels. However, IMAX is typically digitized for mastering, often in 4K. So much of this resolution advantage is sacrificed. It does leave the possibility of remastering it at a higher resolution as future technology advances. You can actually see Blu-ray releases in some pretty old movies because of this. Red goes up to 8K, which is roughly two-thirds of the revolution. But like 75mm, it's typically mastered in 4K. Somewhere, IMAX severely loses out its dynamic range. Dynamic range refers to the width, the amount, blah, 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 blah. So basically, digital cameras have a huge advantage when it comes to this. Typically, 10 stops. Red can do closer to 16, which on a log scale, which means roughly 64 times more range for dynamic range. Right. Yeah, color gamut.
Your blacks are blacker, your whites are whiter, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So basically, they're the same. Red has advantages. IMAX has advantages, although they're more down the line. If you need more than 8K, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it also, just sounds like that they're like waiting for the technology to catch up to the quality that the IMAX can do, and
8K,
they're not even using it yet.
8K is two-thirds what IMAX is. Mm-hmm. Two-thirds is a lot.
Yeah.
And no one shoots in 8K. There's no reason for it. And the same argument could be made that down the line they could just remaster 8K, mm-hmm. you know, because it's there. And then in 5 years, we're going to have 16K, and then it'll be better than IMAX, because the whole point is, I think all these people are trying to prove Christopher Nolan wrong.
Yeah.
That digital's just as good.
Right.
And, okay, so
it is.
It is.
It is.
It's just as good.
It's been proven. Have you seen, like, just look at any digitally filmed movie compared to a film movie.
Well, and look right here.
There's no difference.
This comment. This is an interesting story. Not too surprising, though, as film is waterproof. Because it's film. Says, right, I found the bit about them using fresh water to deter the salt water really fascinating. And so, like, they're talking about how they actually preserved it, which is kind of cool. Says, reminds me of a story about the filming of Jaws, where they lost footage the same way and recovered it. That was made in the 70s.
That doesn't make any sense, man.
Back in the 70s, they did the same thing.
Yeah, if you're going to be throwing a camera into water and you're worried about whether or not your film's going to come out like you want it to, maybe use something that's waterproof to where you know you got it.
Studios, man, movies cost so much, you need to make billions to make a profit. Directors, I'm just going to strap this IMAX camera to a real-life plane and really crash it into the ocean.
Yeah, that sounds like a big old waste of money to me. You could have paid a digital artist for fucking a day of work.
And here's the comment that I like. This material would have been lost if shot digitally, as a quote. Would it? I don't know what kind of media high-end digital cameras use. Probably something solid-state, though. So they're saying a flash drive wouldn't have survived 90 minutes at the bottom of the channel? What am I missing here? Seems fishy to me. Yeah, I doubt this claim, too. This strikes me as part of Nolan's obsession with film and looking down on all things digital.
Yeah.
And then just to be fair, this was the DP who said that, not Nolan himself. And then they quote, Nolan has said something similar to this effect, and then they quote, try doing that with a digital camera, Nolan says with glee. You can!
You can.
You can, and it'd be a lot less work and a lot less money spent because you get out the solid state drive, you put a hairdryer on it, and then you plug it in. Voila! There's no surprise there. It just works. Yeah. I could literally take my SD card, go put it in the bathtub for 6 years, and then come back, wait for it to dry, and plug it into my computer. Because it's solid state. That's how it works, man. As long as it doesn't rust or fall apart, it works just fine.
Yeah. Yep. Don't get it. I don't get it.
And I'm a nobody podcaster from Kansas. And he's an Oscar-winning billionaire filmmaker who crashes plane for the lols. And I know more than him about digital filmmaking?
I'm saying that he's got to surround himself.
That's what it is. He's in an echo chamber of people who hate digital.
DP probably is like, oh, this guy, I will not get as many cinematic shots as I would like without my director of photography, who also just loves film to death.
Right.
So you know what? We're going to do this entire film on a film and then just waste the budget.
Right.
Just throw a plane into the ocean.
I mean, and again, we're not really mad at him for doing it, because more power to him if he can do it. I guess do it.
I guess. It just seems... there comes to a point, for me, there comes to a point, like, why? You're just wasting people's time.
Agreed.
You don't need it.
But we're the people on Earth that hated Dunkirk, and we're the only ones. Remember that.
Yeah.
Lots of people love Dunkirk. We don't get it. But lots of people love it.
Yeah. I don't get why. It's a critical thing.
I don't think so, man.
It is.
We I don't want to rehash the whole
episode.
Everybody
I've talked to didn't like it, minus one dude.
But we talked about it on our show, man. I think we like good movies.
I just
got done talking about Hell or High Water, which most people think probably, the critics think it's a great movie. Mm-hmm. I think the layman doesn't.
Right.
And I think I get why the critics like it, because of the whole, it's humanity, it's a look at real life, it's mm-hmm. a story that doesn't have a happy ending or a sad ending, it's just is, it just exists. I get that. I don't get Dunkirk.
I don't either.
And yeah, I really hate.
I really think the time shit is like, you know, not revolutionary, but something that is interesting enough to be different from whatever you see. It is different, but in my opinion, not for a good way.
In some point, people have got to stop shooting on film. Christopher Nolan's got to stop shooting on film. It's asinine to me. That you can look, like, I just watched a couple weeks ago Girl with the Dragon Tattoo,
right,
which is David Fincher's movie. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that movie?
I have.
That movie is so beautiful. And it was made, like, in 2011 or 12 mm-hmm. or something like that. Like, it's been a while. This is, like, pre-Dragon 4K. So this is a 2K shot. Digital.
Wasn't The Social Network as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Also a beautiful movie.
Also
okay?
amazingly
Completely
shot.
Completely 100% digital.
And guess what all that look is? All that look... It's the lens that you put on the fucking
right.
camera.
Well, Fincher, the major reason he switched to digital, because I think the first one he shot was Zodiac in, mm-hmm. in all digital. And it, you can honestly see that it's a little lower resolution.
Yeah.
Like, it almost feels shot on, like, a handheld camera,
mm-hmm.
because it was probably 1080p or something back then.
Right.
But he shot that way because he loves doing a bunch of takes. Like, he's famous for shooting, like, 60 takes of a dialogue scene. Like, that's what he's known okay. for. He's a hard director to work with, apparently, because of that reason.
Yeah.
And so he loves to shoot digital because he would just waste film.
Right.
Like, something, like, I don't remember the exact anecdote, but one of the things he tells about Seven is how much film he wasted because he kept doing these takes over and over again and just wasting film.
Dude, that would be so hard to migrate through.
Yeah, and so that's why he shot digital, but then he fell in love with digital. And part of me goes, Christopher Nolan's never even picked up a digital camera and tried it. Because he knows so little about it that he has to have never even tried it. And if you've never tried it, how can you talk chit about it?
I don't know. And I mean, honestly, from what I remember, minus the CGI elements of Inception, Interstellar, the big number twos, Batman even, you know? It's not that gorgeous.
No.
Like, there's nothing that I'm
Christopher
screaming
Nolan,
like, that is a frame of art right there.
Right. To me, Christopher Nolan is more of a great writer-director than he is a director.
He likes the grain. He likes zooming in on the film to, like, 1,000% and seeing just grain going. Because that's the only difference between digital and film.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, at least Tarantino comes out and says that. Because he's another one of those guys that hates digital and he loves film. But he talks about it, how he loves the gritty look of it. Because digital's too clean.
Yeah.
Well, you can go back in and then add noise to digital, but then that's the same argument as us saying, like, why not just shoot on film?
Yeah.
You know, save some time, save some cost.
Yeah.
That makes sense for Tarantino. Christopher Nolan doesn't do that. He just likes the way it feels. It looks better.
I'm sure there's an IMAX camera that doesn't shoot with film.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. You would think, because it's such, so much information.
You
I don't know how much information
you're
it
telling
takes
me,
to code
well, dude,
IMAX level
we
videos.
We talked about on this show how Michael Bay strapped two digital IMAX cameras together to shoot Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
You think Michael Bay shot in film?
Fuck
There's no.
no
chance.
There's no way you could have that much information on film.
No.
There's just no way,
no.
right?
No.
I don't think.
Well, I mean, you can, but it costs a ton of money.
Right.
Because you have to digitize it. Because it goes into these things called computers where you edit it, mm-hmm. where you do VFX, where you do post, where you do audio. Everything happens on a computer. It's not like in, it's not the 30s, man, where you're literally cutting it with scissors and
right.
taping it down and then running it through a master and making a copy.
Yeah.
Everything gets fit digitally, and then those go on a shelf, and you never see them again. It's literally like when we did Duo in 2006, and I have all those Super 8 tapes in there
yeah.
that I used to put in,
I
press play and digitize them, and then put them in a box.
Sucked.
And we never did anything. But use the tapes to make a digital copy.
Yep.
That's the only thing we ever did with them.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they're doing with Dunkirk.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
I don't understand it either.
Nope.
And yeah, in theory, I could probably go grab those tapes and I could probably put them in a newer camera or a newer converter and upscale them to 1080p and
yeah.
they'd probably look beautiful. They wouldn't look SD anymore because it's film and
right.
that's how it works. But they're not shot in 4K to begin with.
Right.
Like this is.
Yeah.
Like, they're shot in SD. Like, I get, like, back in the 30s, taking film and upresing it to 1080p.
Right.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
I get that. But digital shoots...
Nowadays, I feel
8K,
like...
8K! Mm-hmm. Which gets down-res because it's too big!
We're never going to see the difference between 8K, 7K,
no.
6K,
and a lot
5K.
Of people, a lot of people compare this to, like, vinyls versus CDs.
Yeah.
Except the difference to me is, I think anyone with a brain will say CDs sound better.
Yeah.
Because
100%, they don't have scratching. They
right,
don't have
they're a pure digital
it
copy.
To make music, yeah.
Right, and there's something about a vinyl. It's more
that's the physical aspect.
Right,
the it, feel, the
it's
hold,
exactly
the look,
like that.
The cover everything. That's why it's making a
right.
Comeback.
But for the
basically
but for the
pieces.
Layman, you give them a CD because that's the best representation of your product.
Yeah,
you don't say you need to put this vinyl on and
right.
clean it with a gentle cloth and get a diamond
yep.
needle and sit back with a Chardonnay. Like you don't need to worry about that with a CD. You just put it in your car. And you got
mm-hmm.
a perfect clarity right there through your speakers. That's how it works. That's what
yeah.
it is with digital.
I don't get it, man.
And it blew my mind that he didn't
you
know.
You could not get this shot with a digital camera.
Right, and that's what blew my mind.
So fucking high on his horse.
Yeah,
man.
He's just in this echo chamber of yes men telling
like,
him, yeah, digital
look at all
sucks,
this
dude.
Film I've got hours and hours of film. I've got an entire house
right.
filled with all the film.
Well, and
that
now
I've never had.
He's at a place where no one can tell him otherwise. Because if the studio execs are at a place where, like, you want to put a $250,000 camera on a World War II era plane and then crash it into the ocean,
sure,
yeah, go ahead and do that.
Sure.
Like, if you're in a place where you can't tell Chris Nolan, no, we're going to spend a fifth of the budget and CGI it, and it looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
If you can't tell him that, you're never going to be able to tell him. By the way, digital cameras survive floods. Just so you know,
yeah.
Like
I don't get it.
Like home cameras, like you can get video off of those in like flooded homes. Like you know that, right? Like, if your digital camera gets wet, you just pull an SD card out, your family memories are still there because it's solid state, and that's how it works.
Yep.
That's how it works. Christopher Nolan, you piece of poop.
Well, yeah, also, like, so many people have found fucking GoPros in the water.
Yes.
That people have left, and they've recovered the footage from that.
Yes.
SD cards,
the GoPro's broke because the electronics in it get fried.
Yeah.
But the actual storage media has no moving parts or anything like that. They work just fine.
Yeah. Yep. Somebody's an idiot.
Yep.
That's talking to Christopher Nolan. It might be him, but who knows?
I mean, I can't believe he's never had a... I can't believe, like, his daughter hasn't dropped her iPhone in the toilet and taken it into the AT&T store and they transferred her contacts off of it.
Yeah.
Like, your hard drive works even if your screen is dead. That's just how it works, man! That's how hard drives work! It's 2017, man!
It's 2017, man!
It's 2017, man!
God.
You're not making Memento anymore, dude! You're crashing planes in the ocean! Get an Ari! It's crazy to me!
Ugh.
Crazy to me, man. All right.
Hey, we got some chats. I don't know when that was.
Oh, God.
I was from, but.
Oh, God.
Yeet.
Thor Ragnarok. I was on a rant there. I have no idea what he was commenting on.
I think that was even before that you started ranting, but.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, chat.
We're bad. But, yeah, Christopher Nolan, you could go just maybe film something on digital and just, you know, experiment.
Just try. Make a short film or something.
Just experiment.
And just try it. That's what
like
I don't
it.
Get.
I feel like he's another one of those that isn't just like one shot done. We've got it. That was perfect. Moving
right.
on.
Oh, right.
Cut, print, send to film.
Right.
Cut to check. I don't remember what it this. Cut, print.
It's just like when 98% of movies are being made on digital, and you know, most of them are very good.
And
like,
nobody talks shit.
Right.
Ever.
Like, at some point, you are being a jerk for no reason.
You're being pretentious.
Yes, pretentious.
Like,
that's the word.
Yeah, you're just like,
you're just being
so
pretentious.
Much better because I'm using this.
Right. When
so
in reality, you're not, and everyone
not.
Hates you.
Yeah. Yep.
For being a pretentious jerk. Yep. Okay, dude. That's what do you want to talk about now, man?
Oh, fucking shit, man.
Okay, so.
Do you have any Game of Thrones stuff?
I don't. I could spoil tonight's episode for you. I'm going to do that.
Do that.
Dude.
You bitch.
I was telling Chris this. I'll tell you too because it's the same thing. There are so many great memes right now for Game of Thrones that guys don't understand that I just want to share, but I can't.
Oh, man.
Because they're
all spoiling.
I'm literally, I can't believe. God, I wish I could tell. I wish I could tell you without spoiling it. I can't give you an example.
Don't.
All I'm saying is the pacing of these last few episodes of Game of Thrones is going to be, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get over how ridiculous it is.
Oh, God.
Like, I'll give you...
because, yeah, so much has to happen.
I'll give you an example. In the last episode,
All
right, they make it to King's Landing, they have a meeting, they leave King's Landing in a 10-minute period in the show, which is a month or so journey, maybe a couple weeks, because I don't think Dragonstone's that far away from King's Landing, but still, it's...
Dragonstone's
pretty close,
it's in the same bay,
right,
but still, she went from...
It's not close.
No, right.
But it's closer than the North is.
And here's what I don't get, is how did the Unsullied get to Casterly Rock? Did they sail there?
Well,
So how the fuck did that happen? Because there's all of Westeros in the way.
Yeah, they had to go
Dragonstone.
All the way around.
That's bullshit. That would take so
that's
long.
Exactly. Okay, I'll give you an example without spoiling anything, because I think you'll know this. So they're going to try to capture a White Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I believe, I haven't seen this episode, but I've read all the spoilers. Mm-hmm. I believe in this episode, they are going to go do that, capture it, and come all the way back in one episode. Now, there's more stuff that spoiler that I'm not going to tell you that also happens involving people traveling back and forth that all happens in one episode.
Really?
And I don't know why they're compressing it all into one, into two
either.
Ending
That's
episodes.
What, I really wanted to talk about it because, yeah, I've been rewatching it and going through season. I'm up to season 4 now, I think, again. But the first couple seasons are so good for character building.
Agreed.
The stories behind it are so much more detailed. There's more time taken.
Agreed.
Like when Arya gets caught by the Brotherhood or whatever and
right.
kills that dude with a sword. That took 3 episodes to happen.
A lot of these people that read the books and watch the show, okay, that are on these Reddits where I'm reading all these spoilers, they're like, to us who read the books, it's so obvious to us when they go past the books and when they're in the books. Because, like, for example, what you're talking about, like, all of Arya's journey up till Braavos, where she starts dealing with the Faceless Men, is in the books.
Okay.
And then everything after that is the showrunners having to write their own material. Like, they know the plot. George R. R. Martin told them what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But they have to write the details. They have to write the dialogue. They have to write how it happens and when it happens. And so a lot of people are saying that they can't get into the detail because they don't have the same source material, the same tomes that George R. R. Martin writes to base these things off of. So they don't have the subtleties that these other do. But
that
in my opinion, that doesn't excuse the first 6 episodes setting up 2 ending episodes that I believe we can have a full discussion after we watch the season finale next weekend. But like the majority, like I think I've been yelling since episode 4. Like, because I've read the spoilers, like, episode 2. Like, episode 4, I'm like, I don't know how they're going to do all this.
Yeah.
And then every week goes on, and none of the stuff that I thought they were going to do actually
happened yet. Oh, God, man.
Like, the meeting with Jaime, I thought was going to happen in episode 4.
Wow.
And it happened in episode 6. Because to me, tonight's episode is so jam-packed, I thought it would take a couple...
Episode 5.
No,
tonight's 6. Next week, 7.
Right, tonight's episode.
Not the
right, but tonight's episode is so jam-packed,
right.
I thought it would be of episode 5 and 6 type of situation, or 6 and 7. It'd be a 2-episoder.
Yeah, man.
Because there's so much that's going to happen in tonight's episode. It's almost like you're not going to be able to appreciate it because they're steamrolling you with it.
It better be 2 fucking hours long, man.
It's not going to be. You know it's not. It can't be.
I hate this. I hate it.
Dude, I agree.
Because you know how good the first few seasons were?
This is the end of the show. This is the part of the show that deserves the most attention.
That's what I told Pinella. Pinella came over a night ago and I was watching Game of Thrones and he was like telling me how he didn't watch it anymore.
Right.
He got up to like season
three.
That
scares me. It hurts my gash.
He got up to season three and then he was like, yeah, it's too depressing or whatever. I don't know. But that's what I was thinking was like literally from season one to season five, it's a down fucking hill.
Right.
So much bad shit happens to everyone that you care about. And then right now is the payoff.
Right.
All that shit that's happened is getting callbacks to now in this new season. And now you're starting to see the good people actually get not killed. How about that? Not killed. So
they're getting they're
I'm like,
succeeding
right now
at
is
things.
The payoff and you're skimming us on the fucking payoff.
Yes, I agree.
You give us so much detail about the shit.
Like, I don't know how you watch this show without Reddit, because I, like, there's subreddits that you can get on that aren't spoilery.
Yeah.
Like, I read the Free Folk Reddit, which is the people that don't care about spoilers, but there's also, like, the Song of Ice and Fire Reddit, which is literally, they don't spoil it. They're like you. They care a lot about it. And those people, like, they break down the episodes, and I read the comments, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this happened in episode two of season five, you know?
I watched a video where they were saying, I watch reviews of the episode after the episode comes out.
So there you go. So you're watching, like, YouTube breakdowns and stuff, because they jam so much
so
into
much
it.
So much that you don't even notice.
You can't catch on.
Yeah. There was, like, three different times where Daenerys was like, and Jon that I saw, or somebody, you don't want to give up your pride for your life or something that. That's happened through the course of the show a couple different times. When Stannis was about to attack King's Landing for the Blackwater Bay battle, like, Varys and Tyrion were talking or something like that, and they were really scared of... if Stannis did get here, that he would burn everyone alive.
Right.
And I'm like, well, that's kind of a callback to a foreign invader coming and invading. Yeah, King's Landing. I'm just like, there's so many connections and shit.
Right.
There needs to be more, and you need to give me 10 fucking episodes.
That's what I'm saying.
You goddamn horse.
Okay, so this is why I brought, this is why, that was actually a really good transition. Not that one. This one right here. Not that one. It's this one. Not that one.
Oh, shoot.
This one.
That one.
Not that one. This one. Okay.
That one?
Speaking of Game of Thrones and a shortened budget, Netflix plans to spend $7 billion on original content in calendar year 2018.
Wow.
That's 1 year, $7 billion. Reed Hastings is the guy's name, by the way. I didn't read that. I just want you to know I remembered it.
Just real quick, let's do some math here. So $7 billion.
That's a lot of zeros.
It doesn't even go up that high.
Yeah, you can only go to 700 million. Turn it sideways. Turn it sideways.
Are you shitting me?
There you go.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Now you're at
$7
billion.
$7 billion divided by about 200 million. No, let's go 150 million.
Okay.
Just because that's a standard movie budget, I'd say.
A big blockbuster.
Time. That's 46 major blockbuster movies next year from Netflix alone.
Okay, now divide that by 13.
God. What just happened? Oh.
Just divide 13.
3.5.
Okay, so they can make 3.5 giant budget movies into TV series.
They could. Yep. Right.
They could take that movie budget and spread it across.
Yep.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
$7 billion.
And don't get me what I just did. That's not 3 seasons with $150 million budgets. That's 3 seasons with one episode being a $150 million budget. That's how much money we're playing with. So they could do, for example, The Witcher, where every episode of The Witcher is a $150 million budget.
That would be stupid.
That's how much money they're playing with. Agreed. That would be a ridiculous amount of money. There's no way they're doing that. The point is, they're probably going to do 10 of those where the last 2 episodes have that much budget, and then the rest of them are $15 million each.
Well, it makes fucking sense.
So
how many years have Harry Potter fans been screaming that if you gave me an 8-hour long Harry Potter movie, I'd watch that shit all day?
Yes.
And
yes,
it's like, that's what Game of Thrones is.
Well, that's what The Witcher's
it's
gonna
the
be.
It's the Lord of the Rings, except it's spread out that's, into 10 seasons.
Game of Thrones is the first one to ever do it.
And prove that and that's what
yeah, but
the
they're ruining it
be.
Now. They're ruining it now. Of course, that's not all Game of Thrones' fault because George R. R. Martin didn't finish his book.
Yep.
But that's why I'm so excited for The Witcher. Because it is the exact example. It has a rabid fan base. The source material is great.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to adapt it into a 13-episode... Yeah, they're books. They're books. They're books first.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so they're in the TV series is based off the books, not the video games.
Legit.
And so it's actually going to be a episodic, big budget television series about a book that everybody has wanted. Instead of these movies like Dark Tower, for example, if Netflix could now do Dark Tower. Instead, they won't because Sony owns the rights. But you get my point. Like they now
Sony's a little behind the times, I'd feel like.
Yeah, I would agree with their 13% or whatever.
Yeah.
The streaming innovator is in the middle of disrupting several industries, having completely revolutionized television, and now is poised to do the same with the film industry. The company's commitment to innovation has put Netflix head and shoulders above its closest streaming competitors in terms of both subscriber totals and critical acclaim. Netflix dominated other streaming services in this year's Emmy Award nominations, picking up a total of 91 different nominations, proving that their original series and films are true forces to be reckoned with. While the internet freaks out about Disney ending its streaming agreement, we talked about that last week, the company continues to forge ahead, signing high-profile talent and throwing an enormous budget at its original programming. Just days after the Disney turmoil, Netflix visionary chief content officer Ted Sarando stated that the streaming leader plans to increase its budget by $1 billion over the next year. So they spent $6 billion this year. In an interview with Variety, Sarando says that Netflix will spend over $7 billion on content in 2018, up from $6 billion in 2017 and $5 billion in 2016.
Wow.
As of now, currently, Netflix has $15.7 billion in outstanding obligations and deals for its new series and films over the next few years. With such an astronomically large budget, many analysts are already beginning to wonder if Netflix is rescuing or ruining Hollywood by creating such a singular creator-producer-distributor model. Sarandos counters those claims, however, by saying that Netflix is merely the forefront of what's already a growing trend throughout the media industries. Here's his quote. I would say that the relationship between studios and networks has always been that of a frenemy. Everyone is doing some version of it already. They just have to make a decision for their companies, their brands, and their shareholders on how to best optimize the content. We started making original content 5 years ago, betting this would happen. Netflix forward-thinking big spending strategy has been paying off in a huge way. The company's stock has gone up over 500,000%.
That's 5,000.
5,000%. Five quadrillion percent.
5 billion percent.
Since Netflix first launched streaming video and global subscribers now total over $100 million. Okay, so global subscribers, $100 million. What's $100 million times $10 a month? That's another.
That's $10
billion. $100 million. No, that's $1 billion. That's $1 billion, right? Because you add a zero to it, that'd be a billion. So that's $1 billion a month that Netflix makes in gross revenue.
That's fucking stupid. That's terrible. There shouldn't be that much money in existence.
Some analysis might balk at such a large budget and predict Netflix is in the midst of a valuation bubble, but given how successful their original content has been for them over the last few years, Sarandos and company likely know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah! And all that original content, after it's done or something like that, they could whip that shit out on DVD.
And they do. They often do. Like House of Cards is on Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's just a completely different revenue chain that they haven't even gone down.
They don't even care about it.
They can go down.
These things are like HBO loves to promote their DVDs because so few people watch it. Netflix is like, they're there if you want it. It's like, that's our turds.
Right.
Go pick up our turds if you want to.
Just pay for the streaming service.
Or you could pay $10. You just get it anyway in 4K. Yeah. You know, why not? Dude, I don't. And also, all their originals are in 4K. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. That's all their movies, all of their TV shows, they're all in 4K. I just watched The Defenders over the last few days. All in 4K. Looks gorgeous. 4K. When's the last time you watched HBO in 4K? Oh, that's right. Never. Because it doesn't exist. Because
their streaming service
and
sucks.
The reason we brought this up is because we talked about this at length last week. Mm-hmm. About how
streaming wars.
Game of Thrones. Exactly. The streaming wars. And how HBO gave us 8 episodes of Game of Thrones, mostly for budgetary reasons. Although there are people out there that say that the showrunners couldn't fit 10 episodes. They could because they're so.
That is so much bullshit.
They're such large in scale that they can't do 10 a year. They don't have time.
Such bullshit.
I disagree totally. First of all, they could take an extra 6 months.
So much fucking just dialogue filler in. You don't need big scenes. You got your big scenes.
Right.
The previous Game of Thrones shit has not been big scenes. It's been character. It's been dialogue. It's been plot.
Yeah.
They didn't start doing major battles until Blackwater, which
Agreed.
Was season 3 or season 2, one of the two.
And people were excited about it beforehand.
Yes.
Yeah. I watched Game of Thrones since season 1. I had no idea what it would turn into.
Nope.
Knew nothing about it. It was about the characters, and it was an interesting world, and that's what mattered.
Yes.
They could do that again.
Yes.
But the point is that HBO just leaves money on the table. Because one of all, they're a expensive subscription service that does 20% of the original programming Netflix does, and then they spend a quarter of the money on their original programming that they do.
Yeah.
And they wonder why Netflix is just beating their butt in every category imaginable.
It doesn't make sense. HBO is more money, has less content,
yes,
and it's just done, and a worse streaming experience, because I've had it load so much worse than Netflix.
And look at the Black
time.
Point, dude.
And that, and 4K,
those compression
and everything,
on that. God,
man.
That compression on the Black it's ruins Game
crazy.
Of Thrones. It really does. I just... It makes me sad that, like, I felt this way about other things, you know, like Star Wars, I think, is a great example about this. Yeah. Like, the prequels could have been so much better.
They could have.
And it makes me sad that they weren't because of bad leadership.
Yep.
All right? Game of Thrones is the same thing to me. It's so good, and I love it. It could be so much better if these other people were in charge of it.
Yep.
And, like, I'm not a Dark Tower fan, but I imagine it's how the Dark Tower people feel.
I bet.
It's got to be like, God... This is like my. It's a book series
why
I
even
adore.
Fucking do it?
Why? It's ruined. Like they don't treat it with respect.
Why even?
You know?
Fucking do it. If you're not gonna do it well, why even do it?
That's why I'm so hyped about The Witcher, because it's gonna break down so many
that's
walls.
That's why I'm not hyped about Hollywood anymore. That's why I think
that's
Netflix,
why Netflix
is saving
there.
Shit. It's not saving Hollywood. It's saving the consumer.
It's starting a new. Yeah. It's about the consumer first, and they realize that the consumer is who spends the money.
Yes.
It's not about Christopher Nolan and the pretentious butts
about the,
who do the stuff to Circle Jerk. It's about us.
The TV networks. It's not about any shit like that. Advertisers. Fuck that.
Right.
It's about the people who are giving you the money,
and
that money is your users.
That's what I don't get about Netflix. I never hear, have ever heard one person complain about giving Netflix money. And that's because I honestly feel like Netflix wants to give us a good product.
Right.
Like, they care about us
like
more than they care about money.
A bunch of shit that has already existed.
Right.
That you can watch whenever
you
want.
Right.
And also, on top of that, we're providing new content that is
every
the
day.
Fucking line.
Yeah. Every
this
day.
This is new TV.
Right.
That's why so many people, that's why Kevin Spacey is on Netflix.
Right, agreed.
It's because he's a smart man and knows that's where shit's going.
Right, Brad Pitt's on there.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally agree with you.
Oh, man.
I totally agree with you. And, I don't get people like HBO and how they just don't see this and go, why?
Contracted or some shit. Why would they not do what Netflix is doing?
I don't know. Who would they be contracted with?
Cable networks.
Screw them!
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They've got to make more money by making the customer happy than they could be by making cable companies happy.
I guarantee that most of the people that are watching HBO, a good percentage at least, are people that get HBO with their cable package.
No.
No?
No, because 90 million people watch Game of Thrones and 70 million of those people pirate it.
Oh, that doesn't
the
count.
The vast majority. No, that counts.
That doesn't count.
That counts. How many people pirate House of Cards?
Count.
How many people pirate House of Cards? I just don't know how they're not in their boardroom going, here are our numbers. Cable, 15 million. HBO Go, 5 million. People we make no money from, 70 million. How do we not get these 70 million people to give us their money? And then we go, oh, look, two idiots in Kansas just look at Netflix and they understand their business model, but we hoity-toity Harvard butts, we don't get any of it, and we're just leaving dollars on the table.
That's a great question.
If they charge $1 a month for a Game of Thrones and all those people who pirated stopped, they'd make $70 million more a month, man!
Yep.
That's more than the entire budget of Game of Thrones every month they'd make for one episode of Game of Thrones, and Netflix charges $10. 10 times as much.
That's stupid.
They make $1 billion a month!
That's stupid. Also, why hasn't the whole the season get? Why hasn't that stopped?
Oh, I don't know, dude.
Why hasn't it? Yeah, here's your favorite show, and now it's over after you're done. Enjoy.
Well, I know why HBO does like episodic one a week is because they don't have enough content.
Right.
Netflix, if they released one episode a week, you couldn't make it through all their content. You wouldn't have time. Like, literally, me and Chris are watching this show on Netflix called Ozark.
Yeah.
Okay? It's supposed to be amazing.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, it's really good. It's kind of like the next Breaking Bad.
Okay.
All right? We've made it through, like, 7 episodes of it. Then The Defenders came out. All right? So then we stopped, and we had to watch The Defenders. We binged that. We watched all 8 episodes. Now we're back into Ozark. And during that time, because I want to watch Ozark or Chris, I'm watching this show called White Gold on Netflix about these shady salesmen. And I'm halfway through it. I'm watching 3 Netflix originals right now, and I can't finish them in time. And if they made me wait a week to watch every episode, I would never watch them.
Yeah.
And that's what, like Hulu, like Handmaid's Tale, 1 a week. And there's this other one with the guy from Breaking Bad, Paul, Aaron Paul, that's about this cult that we watched the first season of like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we can't watch it because it's one a week and we don't have time. We forget because we finish a Netflix show, we start the next Netflix show, and we're not going to stop watching the middle of a Netflix season to watch one episode of Aaron Paul's show, which is really good. And so we'll watch Aaron Paul once all the episodes are out, and then we forget it exists because there's six other Netflix shows that have come out in that amount of time that we want to watch instead. How do you compete with that if you don't play their same game? It's like all these people are trying to win basketball by playing on donkeys, and Netflix has LeBron James and Michael Jordan, Kyrie Irving, and, and all these people on their team.
So that's what I don't get is the main like TV networks and shit like that. It's like if you have a show that is released once a week, you can do 20 of them at one point in time.
Right.
Release those 20. Over the course of releasing those 20, film another 20.
Yeah.
And then start pushing those out as soon as your first 20 ends.
Right.
I don't get why. I get that if you release all of them at once, then you got to get all of it ready at one point in time.
Well, Netflix doesn't order pilots. They order series.
Right.
They say, okay, this sounds like a good show. Here's 13. Do them.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me why you wouldn't just be like, if you have a good show that has enough content.
Maybe the problem is that we consider HBO, because of its quality level, to be a competitor with Netflix.
Yeah.
When in reality, they're not. They're a competitor with NBC. Because we don't expect NBC to do quality episodic television. We expect them to be on for nightly news and because people are dying in hospitals and they need something to watch. Like, seriously, I mean, that's what network TV is for. It's for football and it's for the nightly news. Yeah. And they will never go away because they're free over the air and that's why they're there for. And maybe we should consider HBO is just a premium NBC and it's not a unpremium Netflix.
It's not, because you have to pay for it.
And maybe that's the way their board members look. They go, Netflix isn't our competition.
Maybe.
But Netflix is, whether they acknowledge it or not. Emmys. Yeah.
It's just like, how can you not see yourself as competition?
Amazon just won.
Your original content creator.
Amazon's original movie, Manchester by the Sea, just won an Oscar.
Yeah.
An Oscar.
Yeah.
How many Oscars does HBO have?
Which one? Netflix?
Yeah. No, Amazon. Amazon Prime.
That's right.
Manchester by the Sea. Won an Oscar.
Matt Damon. Casey Affleck.
Casey Affleck, yeah.
Yep.
How many Oscars has HBO won? None.
Nope.
And Amazon, who's been doing streaming video for, 3 years at the most? Maybe four? Won an Oscar. HBO hadn't done any of that. There's got to be someone in their organization that grinds their gears like crazy, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be.
Yeah, because it's just like, I mean, they're half-assing it. They're half-assing it.
Well, and we are the ones that are suffering because of it.
Yeah, they're just like, here's what we, know we can do.
Right.
Here's a new series. We'll try it out. And then we'll just get the movies that are already made and then put them here for you to watch sooner than you could rent it, even though you could pirate it or go to the fucking movie theater and see it.
Right.
Either way. No. Make your own shit that no one else can see unless it's on your shit.
Right.
How is that not apparent?
Yeah.
That your Game of Thrones. Prove that.
Yeah.
There's no other place to get Game of Thrones other than HBO, and that's why people are coming to HBO.
Right. Once Game of Thrones is gone, what are people going to watch HBO for?
Nothing.
They have to hope over the next 2 years there's another hit show.
Yeah.
Because no one else is going to watch HBO for it.
No.
Like, I'm serious. There's shows on HBO that I really like. Silicon Valley. I really like Ballers. I really like Ballers. I like
that's
these bad. Shows. I don't watch any of them because there's too many Netflix shows to watch.
Yeah.
And literally, Ballers is on right now, and yes, I'm dumb for liking Ballers. I like The Rock. I like it when he says bad words, and I like it when he has hookers. That makes me laugh, all right? Makes me happy inside.
Yeah.
Because I like to live vicariously through The Rock because it's someone I'll never be.
Sure.
I won't even be close to being The Rock, okay? I like watching it. It's the same reason we watch Entourage.
Seth The Rock, name it. What up?
We like to pretend we're these people, okay? Yeah. We live vicariously through them.
Yes.
I haven't watched one.
I am Jon Snow.
I haven't watched one episode of Ballers this season because I'm too busy watching the 1,400 Netflix shows that are completely finished right now that I can watch.
And I'm too busy re-watching the only good show that I think that you got. HBO. It's Game of Thrones. I'm going to be re-watching that till I die. Fuck all other content, man.
Dude, I hope you like The Witcher. That'd make my life.
Dude, yeah, I'm sure I will. It's a good. I like the story already. I like the game. It's just I'm bad at games.
How far are you through the game right now?
Not any further than I was the last time we talked
You gotta hurry it up.
I know. Will it be important to my TV watching experience, probably?
I don't think so.
No, I'll probably get original.
I'm a little worried that it might hurt it,
yeah.
Honestly, because The books and the video game aren't that different, mm-hmm. but the video game has a lot of storylines that the book does not.
Okay.
But the characters are pretty much the same. Hmm. So I think it'll be fine, because if you like Geralt, you're going to like Geralt in the book, the video game, or the TV show, in my opinion. But I think there's a lot of things. Like, my favorite villain of all times in the expansion, Hearts of Stone, Gontaro Dim, I just want you to play it and experience it, because it'll blow your nips off. All right? He's the best villain ever.
Okay.
In any medium, period.
Shit.
Okay? He's not in the books, so he won't be in the TV show. So that makes me a little sad, right. knowing that there won't ever be a visual. But see, for me, I'm a gamer, so I got to experience it. The reason I'm so excited for The Witcher is not so I can see more Geralt, although that is a reason I'm excited. It's because I want to share it with people who aren't gamers.
Yeah.
Like, I want my mom to like it, and I can be like, we can talk about The Witcher. How cool is this? Like,
man.
I want Colby to watch it so we can talk about The Witcher. How cool is this? There's a lot of games like that that no one else has ever played because they don't play video games.
Yeah.
And when it's in something accessible like a TV show, that makes it really easy to discuss.
That's a good point.
And then I become one of those jerks who's like, you should read the books because they're so good, who goes up to people like, well, if you like that, man, you should play the game. And I get to be one of those idiots. That's what's going to happen. But, man, you should really play the game.
I'm bad. If it was an easier game, then maybe. But I can't. I can barely know where I'm going on my horse. I don't know how to navigate.
They draw lines, man. They do.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. I gotta track missions and shit. And
you just hold L2, man. Look down at the ground.
That I need to go to some art. Press a button to get off your horse.
I honestly feel like what I should do is come to your house for 2 hours while you play The Witcher and help you get over the learning curve. And tell you, like, all I got to do is push this button. You'll be like, oh. I'll be like, here's how you track missions. You'll be like, oh. And then you get over that, and then you can play the game.
Maybe. And again, I'm really bad at combat.
It's not that hard, man. Circle, swipe. Circle, sword man.
Hand articulation with video games.
You're a drummer!
Gone down.
You're a drummer, man. I don't want to hear that.
It's a big old fist. It's a big old fist. There's no intricate finger different movement. That's why I'm not a guitarist.
I'm going to get you. You are a guitarist.
First of all,
you played the guitar. Second of all, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get you all the games I want you to play that are too hard, and I'm going to rig them up to work with Rock Band drums. And so, like, when you want to run, you snare, 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 snare. There are literally people who have beaten, like, Destiny raids with Rock Band drums.
Really?
One guy beat the Crota's End raid blindfolded on Rock Band drums.
How do you do that? How do you move?
By being the opposite of bad at games.
Where's the analog stick?
I think there's a D-pad. And they use that to move, and then they use, like, all the other things for, like, grenades, melees,
that's
shooting.
Hilarious.
That's what they do.
That's amazing.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, another guy beat it on a DDR pad. Like, who are these people?
I don't know.
These people are crazy. They are not me.
Oh, yeah. All the people that I've seen a dude ace through the fire and the flames on Guitar Hero using drums.
It's crazy, dude.
It's a guitar, but it's the drum.
Stupid. These people have no lives.
Yeah.
And I mock them, even though I'm one of them. Okay, let's see. What else should we talk about? You want to do sports? You want to do... we talked about that one. We talked about Elon Musk. I'm going to get rid of this one. I'm getting rid of all the stuff we already talked about. Because it feels like a lot of stuff. You want to talk about... can we talk about this just real quick? This is just funny. All right.
Go for it.
This is just a throwaway. All right. So, the new football stadium in Atlanta...
Yeah.
All right, has a Chick-fil-A in it.
Okay,
and this Chick-fil-A is still closed on Sundays. Let me ask you: when do you think the Atlanta Falcons play most of their football games in their stadium?
Are you fucking kidding me? That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Why
have a stall in a football stadium that mostly plays on Sundays and then have it closed every Sunday?
That is retarded. It is literally for Monday and Thursday night football on the rare chances the Falcons are at home.
Right, like the Falcons were in the Super Bowl.
Or a Monday
they're the losers of one of the greatest comebacks of all time. They might have one or two Monday night football games this year, but then they're going to go back to being the Falcons that no one cares about. And then this Chick-fil-A, all the poor people in Atlanta, who, by the way, being racist right now, probably love their chicken, going to a stadium, and it's closed on Sundays.
What is it? Zaxby's? No.
Bojangles?
No, it's a KFC. Type of chicken.
Popeyes?
wings.
Churches. Wingstop.
Lemon and pepper or something like that, I think it is.
That's a wing type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's super big in Atlanta.
Dude.
Watched a food article on
wings
it
are great.
Like that.
You know where me and Chris went?
Specifically that style.
When we flew back.
Because it's a strip club food.
Yeah.
Because your sauce, it wouldn't get on
your
white
shirt. Yeah, it
won't
get on you. Yeah. Okay, you funny. Don't want to get your sauce on your glitter.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Or your white tee in the strip club.
When me and Chris flew back from South Carolina, we had a 4-hour layover in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know where we ate?
What?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, yeah.
Right there in the terminal. Coolest Buffalo Wild Wings ever. Get to see planes go in and out of Atlanta while you're eating chicken wings.
Jeez.
It's glorious.
Sounds pretty cool.
I just can't believe they opened a Chick-fil-A in the Atlanta Falcons' new stadium.
And it's closed.
And it's closed on Sundays when they play most football games.
That is so stupid.
let's just for funsies. Let's see.
Does Chick-fil-A not even
Falcons
give a shit?
2017 to 2018 football schedule. Let's just look it up real quick.
Because preseason's going now, isn't
it? It's got to be, yeah. It's getting yeah, today versus the Steelers.
Yeah.
Okay, well, today is a Sunday.
Shit.
All right?
Yep.
So says, okay, so they're home games. Saturday and Thursday. Okay, so the first two home games are there. Let's see. Sunday, September 17th. So if you're going to the Packers game, no Chick-fil-A. Okay, let's see what else. If you're going to see the Buffalo Bills play, sorry, and also no Chick-fil-A. Going the next couple weeks later, going to see the Dolphins. Again, sorry, and no Chick-fil-A for you. Going to the Patriots, LOL. Their next home game is Sunday, November 12th at the Cowboys, or versus the Cowboys. Probably be a good game, I would imagine. Cowboys supposed to be good this year, right? At least they say so?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Sure.
No Chick-fil-A
football
for you. And then Sunday, November 26th. Oh, that's the day after. That's the weekend of Thanksgiving. Yeah. Got full-on turkey, ready for some chicken on football day.
Yep.
Nope. Denied.
Nope.
No chicken for you versus the Buccaneers. Oh, Sunday versus the Vikings.
Nope.
No chicken then either.
But December 7th.
Yep.
At home versus the Saints. On a Thursday, you got some Chick-fil-A, guys.
So there is, let's not count these two, because I'm sure these are preseason games,
yeah,
these
right.
August games.
Yeah, they wouldn't get that big of
right.
an audience.
So September 17th is probably, versus the Packers, is probably their first actual in-season home game. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 total home games this season, 6 of them on Sundays.
Yeah, one of them you can get Chick-fil-A at.
Yeah, the last game of the season you can celebrate with Chick-fil-A. The other 6 Sundays, Chick-fil-A's closed. It makes no sense, man. Why? Do they
That's
hate
the
money?
Dumbest thing. Yeah,
like,
they
they're
do.
Like, oh, the local yeah. ice hockey team plays here on Thursday, so
right.
we'll get their chicken money.
Right.
It like, makes no sense.
What is happening at this stadium any other point in time other than football?
I don't
like football.
I don't
it
understand,
would be the
yeah.
biggest thing that would be in
yes,
the stadium.
That's why they built
and
the stadium for the Super
the
Bowl runners up the Atlanta Falcons. And Chick-fil-A's like, we need a stall
oh
closed
God.
On Sundays, though, because of Jesus.
What a fucking crock of shit.
It just makes no sense to
that
me.
That is
man.
The stupidest thing.
Okay, can we talk about something else that's stupid?
Yes.
All right, here's what I want to talk about. And I honestly, I don't know how you stand on this.
Okay.
It's not some of our prep. Well, it is prep, but it's not an article.
Gotcha.
Tomorrow,
uh-huh.
around noon or whenever,
yes,
the sun's going to disappear.
The sun is going away.
Do you care?
I don't.
Okay. I don't either.
No. There's a dude on Craigslist, though, who does.
Why? Why do people care? Explain to me why people care.
Because it happens once in 20 years.
No. The next one's in 2024. It's passing right through Kansas City again.
People have been told that it doesn't happen a lot.
I mean, granted, that's 8 years away or whatever,
yeah.
7 years, but it's not 20 years.
Dude, like why people are taking off the day to go and look at it, it's going to take 10 minutes. It's going to take 20 minutes.
Yeah, honestly, I'm a little worried that I'm going to forget it happens because
yeah.
I care so little.
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be hard to notice.
Like it's going to get dark outside.
It will be dark in the middle of the
right,
day.
Especially here
yeah.
in Kansas
right,
because it is passing like right over here. But like my ex-wife and her new husband and my son, they're all driving up to Nebraska to stay with a friend so they can look at it tomorrow.
Yep.
And like that's cool. I have no problem with them doing that. I just don't understand why you'd want to.
Yeah. The difference between Wichita and Kansas City is not going to be a
right. We're still
shit ton.
We're not going to be in the total eclipse, but
no.
we're so close that to the untrained eye, we won't know any difference,
regardless.
And it's going to be dark. It's going to be like yes. nighttime. Yeah.
And then also people selling those damn sunglasses.
They're
right.
everywhere, man. There's
they
T-shirts
just
at Dillon's.
They're trying to cash in so fucking hard. What happens at nighttime?
It gets dark.
Do you need sunglasses when
well,
it's dark?
Here's the problem. If it is still the sun, If you stare directly at it, it'll hurt your eyes.
Not when it's dark.
Well, yeah, it'll still hurt you.
There's a fucking rock in the way, bro.
No, because there's still the sun is still big enough that it goes outside the moon.
It doesn't
matter. If you do this, like, you can go out right now and look at the sun.
Yeah.
Like, if you just do this, like, you're gonna go blind?
I'm just saying, the
but
main
if you do this, you won't
this
go blind.
Glasses.
Wear your Oakleys. Wear your Oakleys, you'll be fine.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't get why they have to.
They have t-shirts, they have bumper stickers, they have like beer koozies there.
People are thinking this is gonna. Well, I made the suggestion that this is the end of times.
Dude, there's this great song.
Solar Eclipse.
There's this great meme on Reddit where I saw this church in Seattle or some place in Seattle. I don't think it was a church, but. Probably wasn't a church, but it had one of those signs.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, should we impeach Trump? God, give us a sign. Blot out the sun. It's like, LOL, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, you saw that Craigslist article that was going around where the dude's like, hey, if any women want to get together on the solar eclipse, I want to bring a new species of human into the world or some shit like this. Like, it's going to be the next, like, superhuman level. Also, 420's down and... No STDs or nothing like
right.
that. It's just a casual encounter on Craigslist. But yeah, the dude sounds
there's
like
someone out there who's going to take him up on that.
He's fulfilling a prophecy.
You know there's someone out there who's going to take him up on that, right?
That will be the Antichrist.
Yeah, he's gonna have the Antichrist or the Antichrist, whatever.
Yeah, so.
Why do people care, man? Because Chris doesn't care either. She doesn't understand the hype. I don't understand the hype. I guess the last one was in the 70s.
Yeah.
But... I remember a eclipse. It must not have been a total eclipse because there's a difference between a total eclipse. And by the way, yes, YouTube, I know for a fact the next total eclipse, just like today in August of 2024, okay, it's going to happen again. Literally, this one's going this way across the U.S. The other one's going to go this way across the U.S. So all the people who didn't get it this time are going to get it in 7 years. Not 70, seven.
But then after that 7 years.
There's probably another one in the 2030s.
I'm saying, I don't think so. I think it rotates every 100 years
or
so.
Well, okay.
I don't know how...
No. I looked this up. Total solar eclipse.
Something poked my back. It hurt.
On that chair?
Yeah.
It's probably AIDS.
It was a bug.
Let's see. Solar and lunar eclipses. Here we go. List of solar eclipses in the 21st century. Okay, so here is... Oh, this is the next 100 years, okay?
Oh, there you go. The fourth column in it.
So let's just look at total eclipse.
Yeah.
And then skip all the way down here. Okay. Let me put this up on here so we can look. All right. So the first total eclipse went over Africa. Angola, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Madagascar. That was June 21st, 2011. On December, 6 months later... Or no, sorry. The next one was December 4th, 2002, so a year and a half later. Basically the same place. South Australia and over Africa. Okay? Let's see. The next one was in 2003, so it's like every year there's a total eclipse. So there's just different parts of the world.
Yeah, right.
So like this one happened over Antarctica, so I get it. Yeah. No one was there. Three people saw that one. Okay. March 2006, there was one over... So it looks like Africa's been getting a lot of them recently. Hogs. August 8th, there's Greenland, China... 2009, there's one in India, so that's Asia. 2010 in July, Chile, Argentina, so there's South America right there. November 13th, 2012, the Cape Islands, New Zealand, so that's Australia again. March of 2015, the Faroe Islands, North Atlantic, the North Pole, so that's like way up there. 2016, Indonesia,
about every 2 years.
Yeah, here's ours. August 21st, 2017. Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, northeastern Kansas, Missouri, southwest, southern Illinois, western Kentucky, blah, 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 blah. So that's the one that's happening right there, okay?
Yeah.
So the next total one will be for South America in 2019. Then after that, it'll be 2020 for Chile, another South American one, 2021 for Antarctica. And I'm skipping a ton that are partial.
Yeah.
And the partials are still cool.
Right.
Like, they're not lame.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still cool. And I'm skipping all of those. Another total one's in Mexico, the United States, and Eastern Canada, April 2024. Yeah. So there you go. Central and Northeastern United States. That'll be the next one. April 8th, 2024.
Hmm.
2026 is Greenland again. 2027 is Spain. 2028 is Australia. 2030 is Botswana. 2033 is Russia. 2034 is Africa again. 2035, Korea.
Dying.
I'm just going to skip to where I see United States. Let's see.
Boo, doo, doo,
so,
doo, doo,
wants North America.
Here we go. South United States, 2045. So it'll be 20 years after the one in August.
Yeah.
Before the next one in the United States.
Seems like two, and then there's a big dip, it seems like. But then again,
do you think we're,
Africa's...
Okay, so 2045. How many years from now is that? That's 28 years.
28 years.
27? Yeah, 28 years, right?
I don't know math.
45. It's 17 to 45.
That's right, 28.
28 years. Yes. Okay. So I'll be, it's really easy for me because I'm 30. I'll be 58.
Jesus. I'll be 44, I believe.
What?
Nope.
50. No, you're not 14 years younger than me.
50?
You'd be 16 right now, bro.
Would I be 50?
What's your age right now? 23?
24.
24, so you're 6 years younger than me. I'm 58. Let's try this. It's very hard. You'll be 52, you old ass man. God.
That's terrible.
So, we're going to live through three of these ourselves.
That's stupid.
I mean, three in your entire lifetime? Like, I guess that's something to get excited for, but...
Oops.
I'm not excited for it.
I just don't care. And
whoop-de-doo.
I feel like a Scrooge.
The Sky
that
Matrix.
Everyone else cares, and I don't.
Yeah. You got me, man. Unless they think, like, weird supernatural shit's going to happen, because that's what we've been led
well,
to believe.
Well, there's that baby
going to
happen.
Shit. And yeah, Antichrist stuff.
Yeah.
Trump's going to be, you know.
President?
Evil. Dead. Out of the office.
He'll be golfing.
The king of the world.
Who turned down?
Who? No.
Sir, we're outside. Turn the sun back on. Oh no, man. I just wanted to get your opinion because if I cared and I didn't, I wanted you to explain it to me, but no one knows.
Yeah, I just don't get, like, everyone I've been seeing is like, be safe. Get the glasses. And I'm just like, fuck you for trying to sell me shit don't need.
You know how I'm going to be
sunglasses.
Safe?
Sunglasses. I'm not going to stare at it for more than 5 seconds. Like, oop, there it is.
Right. I've seen the sun before.
Oop, there it is.
Like, you can go
oop,
out and go, oh, the sun.
Oh, wow.
That's enough to get it. It's a big glowing orb.
Yep. Yep.
This is going to be a big simple. Glowing orb with a big black thing. And you know what?
Yep.
The next day, there's going to be 6 trillion awesome GIFs of it happening on Reddit.
Yep.
It'll be exactly the same. I've never been in an Asian threesome either, but I've seen a lot of videos on the internet. Okay? That's not going to happen 3 times in my life like a solar eclipse is.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
true. Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit in here and be like,
sensitized.
Oh, it's getting dark. I'm going to open my blinds and be like, cool, it's dark. And then I'm going to go back to working on this website that's broke. That's what's going to happen for me, man.
Yep, nope, not a big thing.
Okay, as typical with us, Elon Musk issues a stark warning about AI, calls it a bigger threat than North Korea. Okay.
That might be extremely careless.
So we could spend time talking about this story, all right? This crazy story about Elon Musk losing his mind. Or we could just skip to the next story about Elon Musk, where Elon Musk leads 112 experts calling for an outright ban on killer robots. Which I didn't know was a problem.
Those are a problem.
Are they?
Yeah, the military.
That's what this is about.
I've seen a demonstration video on YouTube about ones that they're looking into, and it's scary shit.
Well, I think that's what they're talking about right here, so you may know more than me. Some of the world's leading robotics and artificial intelligence pioneers are calling on the United Nations to ban the development and use of killer robots.
Yeah.
Tesla's Elon Musk and Google's Mustafa Soliman are leading a group of 116 specialists from across 26 countries who are calling for the ban on autonomous weapons. The UN recently voted to begin formal discussions on such weapons, which include drones, tanks, and automated machine guns. Ahead of this, the group of founders of AI and robotics companies has sent an open letter to the UN calling for it to prevent the arms race that is currently underway for killer robots. In their letters, the founders warn the review conference of the Convention on Conventional Weapons. Is it really called the Review Conference of the Convention on Conventional Weapons?
The RCCC?
With the Convention of Conventional Weapons. That the arms race threatens to usher in the third revolution in warfare after gunpowder and nuclear arms. The founders wrote, once developed, lethal autonomous weapons will permit armed conflict to be fought at a scale greater than ever and at timescales faster than humans can comprehend. These can be weapons of terror, weapons that despots and terrorists use against innocent populations, and weapons hacked to behave in undesirable ways. We do not have long to act. Once this Pandora's box is opened, it will be hard to close. So,
the future is fucked.
I seriously read this and go, this is Horizon Zero Dawn's plot.
Yeah.
Like, this is the plot of Horizon Zero Dawn, where a military company starts building autonomous war machines, and the founder of that company makes a bad decision to say we want them to be unhackable, so they build no black backdoor and no master passwords to them. Mm-hmm. And then the AI goes rogue and decides to murder basically – well, they what they do in the game is they feed off biomatter.
Right.
And once they start multiplying and eat all the biomatter, they eventually kill the Earth, and then humanity dies because there's no matter left
right.
to eat. And then there's just robots everywhere. And so that's how – that's what the plot of Horizon Zero Dawn is in a nutshell. And so I read this and go – because I think we've talked on the show about Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yep.
And how I feel like we're close to that.
Oh, yeah.
And now I read this because Horizon Zero Dawn takes place in the 2060s, which, by the way, after our third total eclipse in our lifetime. and I read this and I go, wow, maybe that's not so far-fetched.
No. Dude, I mean, I guess I'm okay with, like, the drone stuff where there is a human controlling a robot
right.
from a different location that's not inside the robot. That I'm more
okay
with.
Well,
because
a human controls it.
Yes.
Yes.
If you
there's a chain of command the human has
trust
to follow
to take and not take human lives. Like, I'm just saying, if you got a fucking a turret set up in Baghdad or some
right.
shit like that, and you don't want terrorists coming and trying to infiltrate your base, so you put this AI in it that says if you see a person, shoot it. If it looks like a woman, don't shoot it.
Right.
You know?
You got a bunch of cross-dressing terrorists.
It's not gonna fucking see that shit.
Right.
Or it's gonna start killing innocent people
right.
that are just there.
No, the problem is exactly what we both just described. Don't shoot a woman. Okay, all the terrorists dress up as women now.
Yeah.
All right, problem. Okay, so what do you do to fix that? Well, the turret has to be able to reason and go, that's a man dressed as a woman.
Yep.
Just like an actual soldier would do. Well, mm-hmm. that's the slippery slope to, now we're going to go renegade and murder everybody.
Now.
And that's what Elon Musk is against.
That's against these robots?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, just... I mean, I guess the question is, like, if we were in the 30s and the 40s when Manhattan Project was happening,
mm-hmm.
this would be the equivalent of someone saying, let's just never do nuclear arms in the first place.
Right.
And
which would probably be better for
yeah
you know,
we wouldn't be in a lot
today.
Of problems we're in right now
probably
but in
North
honest
Korea.
In all honestly people would still have nukes. North Korea would have nukes because
yeah.
this technology would
exists.
Be discovered in different ways, like we
mm-hmm.
use nuclear for power plants,
right.
for example. So it wouldn't take a lot of logic to leap, oh, we could use this as an explosive.
Yeah.
So whether or not people made them or not, you know it would exist. So does this really do anything as we automate our homes and we automate our cars, we automate everything in our lives and eventually become AI as Mark Zuckerberg's building an AI assistant for his home? You know, we got Jarvis in Avengers, which is
yep.
probably 15 away, years away from being real.
Right.
We know it exists. We know what it can do. At some point, they're going to make weapons out of this to begin with,
yes.
right?
That's I think that's how all technology has advanced so far is because of military
agreed.
Reasons.
Agreed.
Reasoning. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's fucked up.
And then we worry, I mean, this sounds so terrible to say, but then we worry about like people marching and saying hate speech, but the military's building AI
yeah.
that has guns.
Yep. Talk about a distraction society.
Yeah, for real. I mean, that's literally what it is. It's
mm-hmm.
like, this is the ADD of the news.
Yep.
Oh my God, I can't believe Trump is golfing. Well, yeah, but and the military is spending $16 billion on
yeah,
automated
Game
guns.
Game of Thrones, back to it. Tyrion was like not wanting to pay for the royal wedding between Martell and
right.
Joffrey, and then the Martell older lady, I forget her name, who's dead now.
Jenna? Is that her name?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. She was like, it's a distraction. And if we don't create distraction for the people, they're going to create their own, and those typically lend to us getting out of power.
Yeah.
And it's like,
well, and the problem
sounds
is
a little familiar.
That's literally what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, there are people in the CIA and the DOD who are literally talking about us like we're ignorant children,
mm-hmm.
and we all know that.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah,
but there's nothing I can do about
yeah,
it.
There's nothing we do about it. We're just like,
but we could,
life.
We
daily
could
life.
Do
oh,
something
yeah.
about it. We just don't.
Yeah, it's called a revolt,
or it's called policing your own government.
Yeah,
I mean, really.
Yeah,
I mean, Elon Musk
that?
Is doing it. This is how you do it. I mean, you can't stop someone from doing that. That's just the reality of the world you
right.
live in, okay?
Yeah.
You can't stop
yep.
some of these things from happening. But Elon Musk is trying. So what do we do to help
yeah.
Elon
what
Musk?
What do we do, Elon?
yeah.
How about you give us some tips here to avoid being killed by autonomous robots?
Right, because I don't want Horizon Zero Dawn to happen.
I don't either.
I don't want that, man.
I think half the country does, though.
I
they
don't
want
know.
Some sort of apocalypse to happen.
And maybe
zombies. Volcano exploding.
It is. It's really scary to think about, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It really is because, like, we joke all the time on this show about, oh, we'll be dead, you know, because of the apocalypse. Like,
yeah. No, we might.
There's a legit chance.
There's probability now.
Like, the thing, like, Elon Musk is one of probably the smartest person on the planet
one
when
of.
It comes to technology. He's yep. one of the smartest people, I would say bar none. He's definitely one of the most public, right. and he's actually intelligent.
Or at okay. least one of the best at communicating that.
Yes.
That
yeah, there might be smarter people that are behind the scenes, but right. Elon Musk is smart, and he's articulate,
yes.
and he actually has a megaphone that people listen to,
yes.
and he's saying these things,
yep.
and we're just kind of like, oh, he's batting killer robots! You know, and it's just
like, yeah, no, all the movies and the fictional right. shit from like 1980s, like, 70s, that shit's coming true.
Yeah,
now.
It's like our brains are still in the 70s where this is science fiction.
Yeah.
When I literally have four screens in my
right.
son's bedroom and we're streaming live to the internet
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, it's that is a mentality that's kind of
mm-hmm.
hard to break.
You're it
like,
is.
We're in the future. Now.
Do you think think that the next generation won't be like us? Do you think we were born because we grew up without technology and looking at science fiction, and because all of our video games have people that look like bricks,
yeah.
that like now the kids who grow up and everything looks like real life, it's not going to be a science fiction to them? Because
yeah, I don't. What will be the next definition of science fiction?
I don't know.
All the
well, everything's old now
comes true.
Everything's old because I would say Horizon Zero Dawn is science fiction, but in reality, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, I would first glance and say, that's science fiction. It's yeah. about robots yeah. and terraforming the Earth, but in reality, we're 20 years away from doing that anyway. Robots are here now.
Yep.
Creating planets. I mean, there's a story I didn't put in today's news because we never talk about space, so I just stopped putting them in there. But there was a story about NASA learning to convert Mars' atmosphere to breathable air,
right.
and that's what they're going to do now. So they're terraforming Mars.
Yep.
That's literally what terraforming is, and
yep.
they're going to start doing that. And now we have killer robots, and we can terraform planets. We're witnessing the beginning of a sci-fi novel right now,
yeah.
and we all just LOL about it because we don't think it could actually happen when it could easily actually
like,
happen.
We've seen that in movies. That's not that's
right.
not real.
Right.
And then yeah,
and that's
real.
Because we've seen it in movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's literally not a possibility because that can't happen in a movie. But then I use the Children of Men example again, where people are quoting it because it's kind of coming true, and no one's paying attention because they look at it and they go, "That's fiction."
Yep.
But we're not living in fiction.
Yeah, humans really don't have a great tendency to learn from their past.
What do you mean, man?
They typically just repeat it. They just repeat it.
No, you're absolutely
like, we're
right.
going back to racism now.
Yeah.
We're going back to nuclear war. We're
yeah.
in a cold war with nuclear fucking North Korea. It's like, why did we just time travel back to the 60s, except now we
Star
have
Star Wars
this
is back on the screen.
Yes!
Yeah.
Ah, oh, God, man, so many. I don't know what life is.
It's just weird.
I don't know what it is, man.
It's very weird, man. But, yeah, Elon Musk is seriously worried about it, dude.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everyone, every normal person, I think, just wants to live their life as they're living it and not be interrupted by people that they find stupid. And it's going to get to the point where it's going to be so big, one person has the reach of so big that it's going to fuck shit up.
Yeah. Ryan Garepi, founder of the ClearPath Robotics, said, unlike potential manifestations of AI, which remain in the realm of science fiction, autonomous weapon systems are on the cusp of development right now and have a very real potential to cause significant harm to innocent people along with global instability.
Yeah. Yep. I'm telling you. An automatic, self-aiming machine gun.
Right.
Is not a good idea.
No.
It's not.
No.
Like, you talk about banning assault weapons from fucking kids who shoot up shit. Like, worry about the government having these terrible-ass weapons that they're gonna use
right.
eventually.
Well, and you keep...
It's
I
just
keep,
there's gonna be a breaking point as
well,
to whenever that is.
I keep going back to the Horizon Zero Dawn thing, and it's like, okay, how do we get here? You know, in the video game, it feels like all these decisions were made at once, and so it's obvious
right.
that they were stupid decisions.
Yep.
But in real life, it's the frog in the boiling water.
Yep.
You slowly make these decisions over decades, and eventually...
No policing of it.
Yeah, and eventually it's just too late. It's
yeah.
over.
Yep. Yeah, this automated shit, and like cameras everywhere, and it's just like, I don't get it, man.
Well, it really comes down to this, okay? All of everything, okay? This is the roots of, like, the should-you-own-guns discussion.
Yeah.
It all comes down to the person who owns it. Who owns autonomous, militarized weapons?
The government.
And do we trust the government?
I think no.
So, that's really what we should be asking.
Yeah.
Like, would I trust my grandma with an automated machine gun robot? Probably yes, because she's not going to go murder people with it, because she's my grandma, and
yeah.
I like her. Do I trust Donald Trump with an automated machine gun weapon? That's really the question, because it's not a joke. He's the man who runs our country. There are several people across the world who would have these weapons, who I do not trust to have these weapons,
right,
that would then own them and do whatever they want with them, right, unchecked, because we as a general population put them into power.
Right.
And so we as a general population also would give them these weapons and then give them the thumbs up to do whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah. I mean, I want to say deep down in my heart, I don't think the government is out to destroy its own population. But they don't know things.
Well,
they're stupid.
It's the frog in the boiling water, man.
Things happen and then they do stuff. They don't do stuff in like preparation or anything like that.
What was Trump's quote about North Korea?
Fire and fury!
Yeah.
Fire and fucking fury like the world hasn't seen before, I believe, is a pretty damn accurate quote of what he said. While crossing his arms, pretending like he's having a stomach bowel movement or some shit. I don't know. The man is an idiot. The man is a fucking idiot, and that's who we put in charge, thinking like, oh, no. He's secretly not dumb. We've seen him be dumb, but he's secretly smart. Yeah, let's just trust that shit. Oh, God, man.
Gotta live with
it. I just don't get how politicians get to where they are to be like, these are the choices that
you get. It's called money.
Which is stupid. It shouldn't be based on who has the money, who's been in the fucking shit. It should be who knows how America works. They need to know the integral parts of the economy, world economics, you know, like things to interact with.
I read an article that was like, you know how people should have elections is by leaving out their names, leaving out photos, leaving out personal facts, and just saying here's their stance on their issues, and then you go and you vote based on that, and whoever shows up at the White House is who you voted for. Because then it could be a black man, it could be an Indian woman, it could be anyone. There's no racism, there's no built-in bias.
Genius.
That's the only way elections should work.
And then they would have to be attainable for those fucking goals that they set out.
Yes.
Like, you can't just say it and then get to Donald Trump and then not build the wall, not repeal Obamacare.
Because you know who our next president is going to be. It's going to be The Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Our next president is going to be Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who's in a TV show that I can't even find time to watch. That's who he's going to be. He's going to be our next president, man.
No way.
You don't think so?
No way. Nope.
I bet you he will be. I predicted Donald Trump. Like,
you did.
A year and a half before he even got out of the primaries, I said it was going to be Donald Trump. And it's Donald Trump. Because America's dumb. And we love to vote for the LOLs, dude.
Yes. We just love to be like, this won't happen.
Right.
So I'm going to contribute to it not happening.
Right.
And then it fucking happens.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
And now we laugh at North Korea threatening nuclear war because, you know, LOL, and then it'll happen. We'll all be dead.
Yep. Hey, at least we'll be dead, though.
Silver lining, man.
We won't have to stick around for the LOLs or the I told you so's.
Do we want to end on that note? Or
yes, life is meaningless. Our show is the only purpose in life is to listen to us talk about how pointless life is.
Oh,
We're super positive people, guys.
I mean, I think we had a pretty positive show overall.
Yeah. Until the end of it where, you know, a fucking baby man is our president. And
killer robots. Don't forget about the killer robots, dude.
Dude.
Because it's mostly about the killer robots coming to...
Yeah, I've seen a YouTube video demonstration of, like, what they... It's like a mini tank that's automated, and it's just got every weapon that you can imagine. Rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Machine gun, long-range sniper, I don't know, whatever you can fucking think of. And yeah, it's rolling down a city street. So this is meant for urban areas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's where most
warfare
happens.
Highly populated, innocent civilian areas.
Right.
Okay. And it's scanning all the buildings with like sonar shit, heat signatures, all that different crap. And then it just sees somebody and instantaneously just aims at the exact point that you need it without any question because it's all mathematically done.
Right.
And
no heart or soul in it.
Instant death.
Yeah.
For anyone.
Yeah.
Yes, the bad guys to start out with, but anyone. That they wanted
and
to
we
target.
But we don't decide who the bad guys are. The government does.
You remember Captain America, Winter Soldier? And you remember all those gigantic floating battleships that were going to target, you know, all the bad people and just take them out?
The quote was, kill 3 million to save 7 billion.
That's basically the fucking it. That would be what would happen.
Yeah, because we don't decide.
We don't decide who's bad,
who's good. By the way, we aren't the only people on the planet, because there's other countries that may not think we're good.
Yeah. Yep, and then you got that.
Yeah.
Then you got to worry about that shit.
So we tried to end
ICE
the show on,
that shit.
On an up note, and we actually even doubled down on making
guys,
it worse.
Stay positive, and you know, your world will be fine. Except it gets blown up. But then again, an asteroid could hit us at any day.
It's true.
The volcano under Yellowstone could erupt at any moment.
Oh, that's actually
the gravitational poles could switch, and that would fuck some shit up.
Most likely, though, we'll all die because of rising sea levels before any of this happens.
Nah.
It becomes some type of Mad Max situation.
Nah. No, all the coast, yeah. Yep, mm-hmm. All the coast. But everybody will move in.
Yeah, because, you know, only 80% of a population lives on
They'll
coast.
Move in. I just
Although the good
video,
view for the eclipse.
I just watched a video of a guy just found like a monolith is what he called it. I don't know what it is, but an old man-made thing that they found.
Okay.
And it's in the Sicilian Channel or something like that, which they didn't think it was there, but it's like underwater by 400 feet or something like that.
Okay.
And they were like, the only way that it could have been there is before the
right.
sea levels
People
rose.
Used to live
Pre-Ice
there.
Age.
Yeah.
Shit. And it's just like, that will be what, you know, Florida is. The
yeah,
Trump
that'll
Tower,
be
Manhattan
Miami
Island,
in a thousand years.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, well, yep.
Yeah, that's how it goes, man. All right, well, thanks for listening and watching to the Seth and Colby Show.
Stay good on Earth, guys. Stay, enjoy Earth while it lasts.
I want all of you to do one thing tomorrow morning besides download our new episode, and that's to go outside at noon and look up at the sun.
Look at the sun, guys. It'll save us from so much shit. Pray to it. Pray to the gods of the sun god. Lord of Light, please bring me back from death. After the world gets nuked, maybe that's what happens. Maybe the Lord of Light comes and just we're all saved.
Yeah.
All brought back to life.
That could be, dude. Maybe we're all Jon Snow and we just don't even know it.
We all have purpose left.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We are Seth and Colby. We do a show every Sunday
at 2 p.m.
And
it's typically not this depressing.
Oh, it
I
might
take
be.
It back.
it's either
it
depressing
back.
Or it's about only movies.
Yes.
But it's always full of rage. Are we
so
going to be back
rage.
Next Sunday, man?
We will be back next Sunday.
All right, guys. We'll see you next Sunday
next
live.
Sunday.
2 p.m. Central Time. We're going to recap the eclipse and all of the craziness, the looting that went down during the eclipse. Twitch.tv/SethandColby. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Leave a review, a positive review. Please, God, all of you are ignoring my request to leave a review. Please go leave a review. I know you're listening.
I gave you t-shirts.
I see the number. Go leave a review. It's free. It takes five. It doesn't even take 5 seconds. You got to click 5 stars. You're done. Done with it. Just
done.
Go leave a review. And all of the links to everything, including a brand new t-shirt with Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg's face on it, at SethandColby.com, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye, peepee.
We love you.
Peepee.
Bye.
Bye.
You going to say peep pops? Poopities? Peep pops?
Oh, God.